This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Sarah Love and Mice Diggy. Take a look at the world from a hip-hop perspective.
Small Down Sessions. Right. Level up here, niggas. Push God, bitch. All I wanna do is get money and fuck bitches. Young nigga shit, right? In that order, hop on a joint with me, it's manslaughter. Listening to my cell phone, Pandora. Run down with choppers, not camcorders. Whoa now, fresh is cooking. Got the lowdown and word round town. You singing, should've been with Motown. I blow down pounds with ease. Smoke like I breathe. Kush God of my low life ID. You got the right one, smoking and joking. Fucking light one, I might bun these 64 grams before the night come. What up, B? Winter time first, or chinchillas. Getting all this chicken, I'm immune to salmonella. Spare pipe, man acting up, she need a filler. Come through, shorty, don't worry, I pay the babysitter. Hop, skipping the jump, fuck her right out of her pumps. Then I'm dipping when I finish this blunt. Got the right one. Dead in the middle of the wild hunters. I spit brittles and get wild hunnids. Right. All I wanna do is fuck bitches and get money. Dead in the middle of the wild hunters. I spit brittles and get wild hunnids.
Right.
All I wanna do is fuck bitches and get money. Mafioso flow, butter soft levers. Let's fuck up some cheddar, get money endeavors. Whatever's whatever. Cutting up like Super Shredder. I'm super clever, test my wit, dog. You could never,
nah.
Try to find me, find Waldo shit. Hell, y'all all go. God, God bless this God flow. I'm tapped in, they call it the trap. Why is the life, dog? We trapped in. The goal's to get out, get money, make it happen. The lost son of Mary Magdalene. The flow so wavy, I'm water rafting. This, that, step in the bank. Give me the money, pinned on the napkin. I'm about that action, living life and all Madden. New era, last MC. Toronto finally passed entry. We charges all DATs. Canadians think I'm awesome. Steady flossing everywhere like Tim Hortons. Got the right one.
Dead in the middle of the wild hunters. I spit brittles and get wild hunnids.
Right.
All I wanna do is fuck bitches and get money. Dead in the middle of the wild hunters. I spit brittles and get wild hunnids.
Right.
All I wanna do is fuck bitches and get money.
Yo, what's up, y'all? This is the Wallaby Kingpin. You know what I mean? It's all good. We out here in the Big L. That's London, baby. I'm coming from Salem, New York. Wu-Tang Clan. This is Ghostface Killer right now. I'm shouting out my homegirl, Sarah Love and Mike Diggy. Mice Diggy, you know what I mean? Y'all know what it is. Right here at the food bar. Food bar. You know what I'm saying? You know, I gotta get my words right. I just came on stage. I'm kind of twisted right now. At the food bar, y'all. No doubt, Sarah Love. What's up, honey? You know what it is. Tell these niggas. One.
One. He corrected himself, though,
yeah,
Mice.
Yeah, that's why I love that. That's why I love that, man. He was on it straight away. He's like, man, you know what? I just came off stage. Bam, bam, bam. Boom, boom, boom. Rat, rat, rat. FUBAR Radio, what the fuck is going on? This is the hip hop show right here. Of course, we have to give a big shout out to you know who.
The one and only.
MC Boldsworthy, fam. Boldsworthy, yeah.
Big in the game, fam.
I'm just saying, I've been learning my moves all this year to, you know, our anthem, our national anthem, and now I've got to rejig my moves when I get into when we do this crossover, you know, the changeover. It's messing up my steps, Boldsworthy, man. We're going to have to do this. All right, dance off at the Christmas party.
The
that's
Maestro,
it. Let's go,
Boldsworthy, dance off.
Let's
but yes,
do this, man.
Ian Boldsworth has been taking care of you for the last 2 hours right here on FUBAR Radio. So if you missed that show or any of the shows, you can hit up the website and listen back. Last week on this show, we had DJ Rasta Root chatting to us all the way from the States, and the Prophecy absolutely rocked the open mic. That was a lot of fun. So if you missed out on any of that, hit up foobarradio.com/hiphop and get involved. And today,
what we got today?
Another ram-packed show. This, we've just got so much goodness, hip-hop goodness, to fit in every week, Mike. Hey, we man. Need more than 2 hours, man.
Yeah, it's getting like that, isn't it? We're shoehorning. We're trying to shoehorn all this shit into 2 hours. And it's crazy. This is how you know hip-hop needs a lot more of a platform, because the fact that some of our friends, you know, they're on, let's say, outlets that only allow them maybe like 45 minutes of that to play music, let alone talk about the music, with adverts and all that shit. We ain't got no adverts here at Fubar Radio, in case you didn't know.
Yeah.
That's right.
Uncensored, ad-free radio for
undeniable,
you.
And of course, unfuckwithable. But we ain't got no adverts, and we still don't get everything we want out there.
It's true.
Like, the amount of shout out to everybody sending us music, people sending us beats, all the artists, like, making sure they're letting the world know, you know, this is a new platform for you mother lovers. Like Sarah says every week, we do this for all of you lot, because this is how much we love the music. People who've been following us throughout the years know it's bigger than just, you know, being doing famous ass shit. Hashtag famous ass shit. For us, we love this shit, and this is the best way we can give back to it, is making sure each and every Monday we crack those clouds for you. Look how it's, what kind of day is it when it feels like morning the whole day?
In that,
the whole day has felt like I've just woken up when I look outside.
I know.
But fuck that shit. It's party time, mother lovers.
But also, the amount of stuff we have to fit in every show just proves to me, it is the proof, how healthy hip-hop is. There's so much illness going on in hip-hop, and we're like 40 years deep in this game. Today, we are bringing you some serious pioneers, proper OGs of this hip-hop business. We have an interview coming up later in the show with one of the ill producers of DITC, Diamond D. Yes, that's right. You heard it correct. We're going to be talking to Diamond D of DITC, plus the founder of the DMC, Tony Prince, is going to be joining us in the studio.
Wow.
Yes, you heard that correct. Diamond D and Tony Prince. We're going to also be speaking to Gabba. THTC. He's got some important announcements for you guys. My Sack Hayes is going to be in the building,
you
of course.
Damn.
It's not
wait,
a show.
Wait, it's not your time yet, bro.
hold up. Chill out, mate.
All right, got
that. And so many parties. That's the other thing that makes me feel so proud of hip-hop. There's so many ways you can go out and support this movement that is hip-hop. We're going to be bringing you an ill party guide and another massive open mic. It's going to be crazy. I've got brand new music in the bag for you from Rhapsody. She's kind of killing it at the moment. Mm. Danorn Porter. If you don't know about Danorn, you're going to find out. Plus, we want to hear from you guys. So hit us up at hiphop@foodbarradio.com, and you can find us on Twitter as well. I'm there at DJ Sarah Love. And Mice, you can hit him up directly at Mice
at
Diggy.
At Mice Diggy, MYSDIGGI. It's not Mike Diggy, not Mike Diggy, not Mice Diggy,
not Mice Diggy Greens.
No, not Mice Tiggy. Oh, that's a new one I've seen.
Oh,
Mice
really?
Tiggy.
Remix.
Like, yeah, I don't know what you lot are reading out there, but you might need to clear up your glasses, mother lovers. Either that or switch up them contact lenses, because they're fucking your life up.
You're missing out. And like I say, you know, you should know by now, you get all the illest new hip hop right here first. That first track we played for you is something brand new from Smoke DZA and Pete Rock, Wild 100s. That's from the new album Don't Smoke Rock. And it's out now on Baby Grand Records. It features, you're going to like this, Mice, how many features they got on this album. They've got features galore on the album, including Rick Ross.
Try and say it all in one go, yeah? One breath. Right, go.
Rick Ross, Voice of 5'9", Jada Kiss, Styles P, Cameron, BJ, Chicago Kid, Wale, Big Crit, and Mac Miller. But
wow.
It's all produced by Pete Rock.
Did you say BJ Chicago? Wow, you said it all. I was going to say, that should probably
be... breath control.
That can be, like, you know, the barrier where we can draw a line and say, okay, look, if I can't say all the features on your album in one breath, you got too many features on there. It's not an album anymore.
You've got to go back to the
drawing board. Yeah, this is a fucking mixtape or a production. Do you know what I mean? You can't say this
is
your album anymore.
That's a good rule.
Yeah?
We'll start one of those online petitions or something.
Let's do that.
Yeah, let's do it. And then we can take it to the House of Commons and they can
bring it up there. No, we take it to the Temple of Hip Hop.
Temple of Hip Hop,
yes. Because the House of Commons ain't got shit on us.
Yeah, although KRS has kind of upset me a bit recently.
Hey, I'm just saying,
man. You can address that at the Temple of Hip Hop too.
Yeah. You can over...
Maybe
you
that's know, a new section we need in the show, Mice.
If a coup needs to happen, a coup needs to happen. I'm just saying, shout out to Che Guevara, them man there, get me? Man showed me last week about what's my man's name?
Fidel Castro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Man like Castro, you get me? So if you know, if that needs to happen in the temple of hip hop, I'm down. You got your artillery wear on already, so I know you're down.
Yeah, I'm representing. That is my family's nickname, is Camo Famo.
Camo Famo.
Yeah, that's what we're called.
No but, one can see you, though, innit?
Yeah.
Can't see us, fam.
But anyway, let's roll on, because there's so much to play today. Mm. And coming up right after this, we're going to be speaking to the one and only Tony Prince. So keep it locked to FUBAR, Sarah Love and Mice Diggy.
Ayo, 12 little simians jumping upon the bed. One fell the fuck off, landed the bumped his head. His mother called the doctor, and this is what he said. Smoke dust to the ambulance, runs a red. Pandora, opening up the damn box. Dash away in the ocean like John Hancock. Damn, when he's finished grabbing his balls, he sat with a half a gram and some British amateur porn. He should really stand up, be a man and spark a nation, but his dick was titanium alloy with armor plating. Say he remained in the seat, calm and patient, trying to think about sandwiches, rats, Sarah Palin. On the street, rocking the dark halo, pay attention, he's skillfully dodging a Sharknado. They say it's quite pathetic for causing mega harm, but his brain is cybernetic like Schwarzenegger's arm. Skill of the man with golden meatballs will pop the eyes out of your skull like Total Recall. The grand sapient taste in the can, flavoring iller than Jean-Claude Van punching a damn alien.
Yo, you tried shooting at the bulletproof mustache, the bullet ricocheted and it crossed back, so fuck that. In the club, rest of my three Uzis, chopping the chick up in the bar with three boobies. Hit the stage to rock a mean crowd with a task to make Mark Reynolds seem proud. But I'm like, wow, he's got a bulletproof mustache.
Plan to invade the cesspool, planet in 9-3, with landed to find me. Long tall, Sally Yarn, practicing Tai Chi. Calm like a Hindu cow, look what you've got yourselves into now. I train for hours in the rain, in picturesque mountainous terrain. 60 reps in a set, smoking cigarettes in a vest. With a boulder on me pigeon chest, left the whole city in a mess, to save a single damsel in distress. Neck and whiskey on me, bill depressed. Angry at God, but I'm still the best man for the job. Fuck a president's blessing, I win quiet wars with deafening weapons. You'll die before the lion roars. Fuck the credits, I don't like awards. I save us all while you shine your swords. Teabag the mothership with fireballs, then hit the ground like a crash landing. I'm the last man standing like Van Damme dancing. Raise the weapon, teach the alien race a lesson. Jesse Ventura, Tash, circa 87. Swinging a bat like Freddie Flintoff. Brain dead, lawn mowing limbs off. Malnourished Rambo, karate chopping a mango. Into equal portions to feed the orphans. You want your planet saving, just ask. A man with a bulletproof mustache. You want your planet saving, just ask. A bulletproof mustache.
Bulletproof mustache. Bulletproof mustache.
The sounds of Strange You. That's Bulletproof Mustache, featuring Lee Scott on that track. That's from the LP 4080, and that's on High Focus Records. And we had Flip Tricks up in the studio, so if you missed when Flip Tricks was on the show with us, definitely hit up foobarradio.com/hiphop and listen back to that fine interview. And every Monday 4 till 6 p.m. hip hop takes over the FUBAR Radio airwaves.
You're dead. damn right.
And we bring you all the finest guests, including royalty. A real OG who's in the studio with us right now.
What's OG old get? What's that mean?
You're an original old get.
Hey, no. Old get. No,
hey,
he's
Sarah.
The happiest old get in the world if he is, man. I'll tell
Sarah,
you that.
I love it.
Oh, well, I love you. Listen, right, that is the voice of the one and only Tony Prince.
Well, back in the day, it used to be like, you know, 1966 on Radio Caroline, 67, 8 on Luxembourg. It's your royal regal rocking ruler in the Prince's Palace of Peachy Platters, where nothing else matters but the good times.
I see? Love all that
and
stuff.
That's how you know we got work to
do. And then we bring the Beatles
do.
In, you know, and the Beatles.
Wow, see, we got work to do. That's an intro right
now, you know, I mean, that's the way it was. You know, the way it is now, you're more honest. You don't have to have gimmicks.
Mm.
You know, I was the royal ruler. Roscoe was the Emperor Roscoe. Mm. We had a guy on the ship called Daffy, Don Allen. Jerry Layton was called Jerry Super Layton.
Wow.
On the late and early show, because he did the breakfast show. Isn't that a great thing for a name? Jerry Layton, the late and early show.
It's clever.
The late and
it's
early
clever.
Show.
That's
clever. Clever. Yeah.
See, they were on it. They were on it back then. But many of our listeners, Tony, they might know you as being the guy they see hosting the DMCs every year. I mean, I've been going to the DMCs for like 17 years.
Have you really?
Yes, I have. I'm showing my age now.
My
online.
Lord, I've been going for 34 years.
No, but it's always such an exciting place to be. I went this year. I missed last year, and then I was at the DMC this year, and I was just so happy to see such a healthy turnout again, and just the passion for turntablism.
Yeah.
I mean, I grew up, the people that first introduced me to DJing and some of my favourite all-time DJs is people like Cash Money, you know, and those were like legendary times.
You've got to say, I was going to say Cutmaster Swift, please.
Of course,
he still works for us.
That's
you
part
know?
Of your family. Yeah. That's DMC family.
Yeah,
he is family.
But you know, that DMC was just like, that was the training ground for some of the greatest like architects of the turntablist art. You know, going this year, it was quite different to the sort of swagger that you would see at the battles in the 90s and stuff with people like the Executioners and the Scratch Perverts and the Attitudes.
It's become more musical. It's become.
You think so?
I think so, yeah.
I think it's become more technical.
Well, yeah, but the technical has still got to embrace like a cool music throughout, you know, that 6 minute set has got to be a structured musical attack. You know, and so it's more difficult now. The thing, you know, people say, "Oh, they shouldn't use technology. They should still play vinyl." Well, I don't believe that's true. I think the DJ, the turntablist, has got to move forward. The DJ's got to move forward, and we've never ever made rules. We let the DJs decide what they want to do. And if the punters start complaining online, and there have been a load in America who had this blog, and they were all like dissing DMC for doing this, I said, listen, guys, we don't do this. The DJs do it. DMC has never, ever made one rule, apart from the fact that you've got to be on time at the Royal Albert Hall and you've got 6 minutes.
6 minutes. But I think in some ways it has become more technical, because I think a lot of, there's the DJs that I love when you look at people like a Cash Money or a Rock Raider, where those cats are like funky as hell.
What about C2C, the French trio? Football.
See, I'm not as familiar.
Do you not
with
know C2C?
No.
Became about 6 years ago. Became the biggest musical act draw in France.
Wow.
Four guys, and I'm telling you, these guys.
Oh, I saw them recently.
Da, 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 dun,
yeah, and they've got this. They've got a crazy light show now. There's a couple of them, and they
not only a crazy light show. They go out with a band. You know, I don't know if they still do that, but they actually put augmented real musicians with what they're doing.
That's crazy.
So I love that. That's advancing. You know,
I love all that as well. And of course, as Buddha says, the only certainty in life is change. So the DMC has to evolve to stay relevant.
Is he a mate of yours?
He is a mate of mine, yeah.
Buddha,
I'm down with the king. I'm down with the king. Now I'm down with the prince. Tony Prince in the house with us. But you see, there were some controversial eras of the DMC.
Yes.
When you say controversial, in what way, though?
Like, okay, so this year at the DMC, we had you had the normal competition with all the heats and everything. Then we had this ill showcase from the Scratch Pickles, also known as the Beat Junkies. They won a crew from the West Coast that features like Shortcut and Cuba, isn't it? Yeah. Back in 1991, there was this legendary battle with a lot of people in the crowd felt that Shortcut should have won the DMC that year. Sorry. But the award didn't go to him. And it's funny how even still to this day, I hear people speaking like with some sort of venom in their heart.
And I'm sure Shortcut appreciates that, you know. But at the end of the day, at the end of the day, DMC didn't fix that. We put the judges on stage. And the one thing we've learned over the years, you've got to have a lot of judges. And they've got to come from different parts of the world. So we've got former world champions, members of teams, people, and we try and mix and mash the judges. And we say to them before we even go on stage, backstage, listen, guys, I know you're from France. Don't take the piss. Don't vote for the French guy because you're a nationalist.
Yeah.
You know, same with you Americans, because you're worse than anyone.
Yeah.
You know, you're brought up to believe America is great. Not tonight. It's the best DJ, so make it count.
How do you choose your judges then? How, like, in, that's, when you got that in
I'll tell
in
you who
mind.
Does that. Sally, who runs the competition.
You know,
we love you too.
Christine Prince, my wife, and right. Susan, Sally's mother, who've been doing it and collecting the votes on stage right from the word go. They're the ones who pick the judges.
So it's never a crowd thing. The crowd
No, not at all. It's, you know, I mean, you can't guarantee, you can't pay for Americans to come in. You can't pay for people from Australia to come in to be judges. So on the day, you see who's arrived, who's in the house, and then you go up to them and say, "Why don't you be a judge?" And very rarely, nobody's ever said no. So you get a crowd of maybe about 12 judges, and that kind of dilutes any prejudice you may have in the voting system.
Also, speaking of DMC controversy then, because a lot of DJs speak about why you can tell I'm a bit of a nerd, right, Tony?
No, I love it.
This.
I love it. You're not a nerd.
In case the listeners don't know what we're even talking about, like, can you explain first of all what the DMC
I'm
is?
I'm so sorry. So it's the Disco Mixing Championship. So this was even before there was something called turntablism. And really, a lot of these, the technical skills that a DJ uses, which all originated from hip hop back in the block party days, this turned into
is
a competition. Composition.
Well,
I'll tell you how it started.
That look in your eyes there, I saw a little twinkle like, hey.
April the 1st, 1983.
Uh-oh.
Right? We started DMC. Mm. We sent out these cassettes with mixes on to club DJs, and we did a newsletter. It was 16 pages. It was a little magazine, and we called it Mix Mag. And Mix Mag was the newsletter for the DJs, and it grew and it grew, and the mixing got more sophisticated, and the cassettes became records, and so on and so forth. You know, and then after 2 years, we thought, well, it's going so well. The DJs all over Europe and Britain want to be part of this. They all admitted they talk after every record, and they're enjoying playing these mega mixes. We named them mega mixes. So we decided to put on a convention at the Stringfellas Hippodrome. He just opened the Hippodrome, which was one of the best venues we ever had in London. And they all came down, 1,000 DJs. Whitney Houston did her first ever gig there.
Wow.
Oh yeah, Whitney Houston. The first event, we had to put some entertainment on, so we challenged DJs to see how many records they could play in a minute. They had to play the hook from the record. So they came on, they got all the little 45s, and but that was it. It wasn't a mixing competition. It was how many tunes can you play in a minute, right? But the following year was when Roger Johnson, a Londoner, won the competition, and that was when they were mixing records together. The following year was when Orlando Vaughan took the mic off me and said, "What is this, a mixing competition or a scratching competition?" Because he'd been beat by DJ Cheese from New York. Yeah. So talk about controversy. This Dutch guy didn't want any scratching, you know. If we'd have had rules in those days, we might listen to him and say, "No scratching," you know. Can you imagine?
Amazing. But you see, now the DMC is a true institution, and it grew up in hip-hop in many ways, I feel. But now it seems a little bit more detached from hip-hop than it was in the past. But one of the controversial times to me at the DMC was when DJ Cash Money, which I think is one of the greatest DJs ever to do it, and he's been one of my all-time favourite DJs, when he wasn't allowed to defend his title. How did that happen, Tony?
I don't think it was Cash Money. I think you're getting confused with Q-Bert, who said that he wasn't allowed to defend his title. It's because we flipped into a year. We missed a year or something like that. I think he came with a posse. There were three of them. And we got very confused because we thought, how can you judge three guys against one guy? It's like unbalanced. What is the criteria to judge them with? And I think because he came that year with his three ball, his, what were they called? I can't remember, Kubert's three ball. But anyway, that's how he missed a year. He wasn't banned. That was a fallacy. We never banned it. Why would we ban somebody like Kubert? He's an attraction.
I'd say he is one of the names.
We owe so much to the art because of Kubert's talent. And we would never, ever stop him. And as for Cash Money, who is also one of my favourite people, not
Lovely
just mixers,
Cash Money.
He was pissed off because we never gave him the golden turntables.
I know.
You know?
But he's got the jacket that I just wish I could get that jacket.
No, he's got the turntables because I went to Japan to Technics and I said, listen, this guy is fantastic. You never gave him turntables because we hadn't introduced them. And they had some special ones made for him and I took them over to him.
But that's some of the history of DMC and it's wonderful to see how you've evolved through these different eras, like through to the Serato era of DJ and everything. What's the future for DMC then?
I don't know. We're just, you know, we've got, you said we kind of like distance ourselves from hip hop.
No, not that you did, but I just think it was a natural evolution
exactly.
that happened.
But this is, again, up to the DJs. If they want to play all hip hop, if they want to, you know, they can still play records in the championship if they want, but they've all moved on to the samplers and all these buttons they press. But I love it. I mean, some of the stuff they create is just mind-blowing, and I totally understand why some people who like scratching and vinyl want to see that maintained. Well, we've got the battle for world supremacy and that is only vinyl, so we're still keeping it going, you know. But if we had have said we're going to stay in hip-hop, we would never have had Mixmag. Mixmag became a clubbing bible, you know. I'm talking now about house. I'm talking about house music, you know, techno and all that. That was one avenue we went down. And same with our mixes. Our DJs used to buy mixes off us, you know, and we did a variety. And we provided the market with what they want. The only one common denominator that DMC ever had was we serviced DJs, whatever they were.
And DJs, maybe I am a bit biased, but we are the foundation. Like, without DJs, there'd be no parties. Without the DJ, there'd be no MC. Without the DJs, there'd be no B-boys.
I have a lot of musician friends that might beg to differ there, DJ Sarah Love. I ain't going to sit here next
I'm
to the founder of DMC and just put it out there like that. But I do have a lot of drummer friends that would be like, well, if it wasn't for me drumming on here, you know, yeah. you know, might not be playing, though. So let's
credit where credit's due, yeah?
Music. Remember where music came from, first of all. Go back to radio.
I mean, I was on Gordon Mack's committee for Kiss FM when it was a pirate station. Mixmag helped him to get his license. We campaigned for him. And I was on the board with Richard Branson, for God's sake.
Jeez.
And Gordon Mack and I and My Soul, still great friends.
Yeah, it's such a different era of radio now compared to like the era that you began in, which was like the pirate radio era. It's your era now,
you know.
But I also think like the corporate influence and grip on radio means that this is why, you know, when Kiss FM was on Holloway Road, like that was some, it felt raw and real kind of things. For it to be now just this corporate like polished thing where that could be any station in any city in Europe, it's less exciting to me. But that's why I love pirate radio so much, which is where your beginnings are. And let the people know the name of your book that you have coming out.
My nickname on radio was the Royal Ruler, which went with my name Tony Prince. And my mother was called King. And yeah, the Royal Ruler wrote this book with a guy called the Railway DJ. And this is Jan in Czechoslovakia, who used to listen to Radio Luxembourg like kids did all over Europe. But in his case, the Russians were watching, the secret police were around. His mum and dad had brought him a radio from Dachau, the concentration camp. Mm. It's an amazing story. I'm so proud that I've been able to bring Jan to the people and show the difference between DJs in the West and the fun and madness we were experiencing compared with what Jan had to go through. Mm. And here, you talk about loving music. Here is a music lover. lover to beat all music lovers.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for taking time out to talk to us, Tony.
I've
and I'm so pleased
it.
After all these years of seeing you on stage for like 17 years and finally meeting you and having
I'm surprised
with you
really haven't come up to us and said, I'd like to MC this event. You'd be great.
Oh, I'd love to. Just
with
give Billy me a call anytime. Me and Mice will come
with
through.
With Billy Business.
Oh, I love that guy
See
as
there?
Well. Love him.
Shout out to
and
Billy Business.
I think we should get round to inviting you. I'd love to see that.
High five, Tony.
High five, baby.
Yes, man. Thanks for coming through. I really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me. I love you.
Oh, I love you, and I appreciate everything you've contributed so much.
Thank you.
It's never underestimated by any of the fans.
Okay,
so
and don't underestimate the bloody drive I've got now back to Maidenhead.
I won't. Take care, Tony. And that,
Travel
of
safe.
Course, was this week's very special.
Big up, big up.
You know, every week we have to do a big up, and that's a big up to Tony Prince and the DMC contribution. Coming up next, we're going to be speaking to Gav at THTC. And so keep it locked right here to Food Bar Radio. Mm-hmm. But right now, let's hit you with something brand new from Rhapsody. Yeah.
Brothers and sisters! I don't know what this world is coming to!
Yeah, that was good. That was really good. Yeah.
Snow Hill made a real one. A lot of y'all front on the real till the bill come. What it cost to be the boss now? A billion? Let's put some money together and build it. Did it all with honor, the rest of y'all wanna steal shit. I'm sorry, homie, we got some different ceilings. Real ones I know don't be catching them kind of feelings. The homies get a lick, we celebrate for their brilliance. But y'all pilgrims, y'all just wanna steal shit. I feel like Nat Turner reciting these God verses. I'ma play hard with or without the jersey. I'm misunderstood, yet you love Timmy Turner. Back in the kitchen and my wrist still turning shit. I'm Tina Turner, I need wheels by Germans. All black everything, the color code and purdy. Show you the beauty of it, meet me in person. The irony of it, you can't afford an excursion. Got love for all my sisters and brothers who rockin' turbans. Who don't speak you no English, I'm MJ. Pin game better than Pinterest, I'm MJ. Spread my legs to fly, don't ever did that. Ain't a goal too high if you push the rim back. I'm just a chip win, this one was a scrimmage. You wrote a whole book, I could kill you with a sentence. Slavery still alive, they just changed it to a sentence. First project in a couple years, I told them I ain't finished. Walking on water and the rest just swimming. Acting like they don't know me, but inside you just timid. Tina Turner, Turner, Tina Turner, Turner. Tina Turner is a goddess. Science can't explain why my flow is so solid. Black women, the most educated and graduates from college. 5'3 and I'm the tallest and there's no one that can follow. Shade don't faze me, I sleep in a Sobraro. Follow the feeling, I don't never follow arrows. Made my own path, read a different Bible. Laughed at you niggas celebrating fake titles. I seen more talent at reciters with the babies. I rock clothes that ain't got designer labels. Rock with Jamla, I ain't on designer's label. But my flow been good since April 2010, no matter the cost. I learned from the boss. By next year I won't even need a pen, nigga. A plane in the sky couldn't be more fly. Waiting on the day Trayvon killer died. Ty-Ty probably riding round bumping this real loud. Cap low with his fist in the sky, screaming out Tina Turner. Turner, Turner, Tina Turner, Turner, Turner. Tina, Tina, Tina Turner. She been working on the burner. Kill everything walking. Body up on the corner, corner. Tina, Tina, Tina Turner. She been carrying the burner. Kill everything walking. Bodies all on the corner. Tina Turner, 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 Tina Turner, Turner.
Oops, totally under control here. It's Food Bar Radio. That last cut is brand new. What's her name? Rhapsody, that's it. The track is called Tina Turner. Check it out. She's just signed to Roc Nation in July in what seems to be like a joint venture with Ninth Wonder's Jamla label, and that track's taken from this new EP called Crown. It's out now, and there's guests on that too, which you can do in one breath, including Raphael Sadiq, Absol, and Anderson .Paak.
Wow, that's what I like. See? Short and sweet. You're meant to hear me, yeah? I like that. Shout out to Rhapsody. Go buy the album when it comes out, mother lovers.
Yes, and you're tuning into Food Bar Radio with myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Mice Diggy, a.k.a. the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake. And I'm not discriminating those who do love more than a breath's worth of features on their album. You can do what you want. I'm just saying that's what I appreciate. Music is subjective, so fuck you if you disagree, mother lovers.
Deal with it. And right now on the line, we are joined by the founder of THTC.
Yeah.
Gav, are you there?
I am here. Hello, guys. You all right?
God damn. Hi. How you doing, brother?
Yeah, I'm very well, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good, man.
It's
good.
Lovely to hear your voice again. And I hear there's loads of exciting things going on in the THTC world, the UK's number one ethical clothing brand.
The THTC Towers.
There are a lot of exciting things going on, yeah. And December's always a bit crazy. And it's going to get even crazier next week, I think, this week when the warehouse party kicks off. We've got all sorts of new releases just cropped up as well. So it's a bit late in the day, but we've brought out a few new designs this week and last week. It's quite exciting. December's just always completely nuts as it is. So, yeah, I'm just bracing myself at the moment.
And so this week you also are going to be in the Big Issue magazine, is that right?
We are, as from today, Sarah, as are you, in fact. In fact, you're in it. I'm not.
Yeah, but I'm just strictly representing for you guys.
You are, yeah. I haven't got around to popping out and getting one yet, but I'm going to get a bunch of copies, and then I'll have some for the party this Friday to show you as well.
Very nice. Cool. So, people, go out and buy this week's Big Issue magazine. Not only is Big Issue supporting a good cause, but also inside you're going to find your favourite clothing brand in there. And give the people the information for the party this weekend. Who's performing? When is it? Where is it?
Okay, so it's Friday. It's from about 5 p.m. Not that anyone turns up at 5 p.m, but I'll be there on until whenever we have to throw the last people out. So until late, pretty late. But it's in a place called the One Skate Shop, which is on Bond Street, but the Bond Street in Ealing Broadway. So it's it's W5. It's 14 Bond Street, and it's W55AA. And what it is we've got a little rave going on in one of the in that skate shop, and next door they've given us the space to actually have a sale and do our pre-Christmas kind of discounts and get people last minute Christmas presents and stuff. So we have on the lineup the one and only Black Twang, Tony Rossen.
Nice.
Fillion Dots, Beat Fox is one of the UK's most awesome beatboxers. The Urban Warfare Crew, who are also providing the sound system, and we've got Shady, and then finishing off with Drum and Bass and Jungle's Fathom Audio. So that's Sense MC from Metalheads, Codebreaker, and Billy, DJ Billion.
Very cool.
Pretty big lineup. Yeah, it should be a lot of fun, and it's a free party. Bring your own booze. We'll also be providing some beers for anyone who wants to get down there a bit early. Really looking forward to it.
Very cool. So that's this Friday the 9th. Make sure you take yourself down to support the THTC Christmas party. It's all for free.
Yep.
You're going to have some everyone's favourite price, $3.99. So make sure you get down and check that out. It's so lovely to speak to you again, Gavin. I'm really looking forward to seeing this feature, man, in the Big Issue.
You too. All right, awesome, guys. Thank you very much for the plug and stuff.
Anytime. And I thought, seeing as Philly, Cy Philly and Black Twang are performing, let's play you that brand new track from Cy Philly featuring Black Twang. And remember to go cop that 11th Hour album. Keep it locked to football.
Yeah, wicked. Lots of love, guys. Take care.
Yeah, that's me. Yeah, that's me. I get rowdy on the mic. They don't build them like me. I'm like Gaudi on the mic. Architect, visionary with foresight. Before Christ, the future is a sight for soon rise. While the globe rotates on its axis, the rich hide wealth and still lie about the taxes. Still practice crafted corrupt tactics. Still factories shut down for these factors. Recommences when I have you like Shaftesbury. Dodgy handshakes and they're dabbing like the dancers. Ask questions, they ain't coming with any answers. They give us no choice and got rid of Jenny Francis. That's me, I spit the truth like I've got a list. The greatest trick was convincing you they do not exist. We live amongst cops and monsters who hunts the hunters. And terror is a government-sponsored fact. We got evidence on the president's changes coming. I'm setting precedence from intelligent raps. This is that medicine like Benadryl. If you got the light but ain't shedding it, then you're negative.
Is that you? Black Twang, is that you? Is that you?
Are you?
Yo, South Philly, is that you? Is that you?
Tell him,
Black Twang, is that you? Is that you?
What?
Yo, South Philly, is that you? Is that you?
Who that?
Black Twang, is that you? Is that you?
That's
yo,
me.
Yo, South Philly, is that you? Is that you?
South Philly.
Black Twang, is that you? Is that you? Yo, South Philly, just
I got a clean, is that you?
Philly spit lyrics and slaps you. Son and producer leaving you as stiff as a statue. I catch you, do my best to more than just match you. Spit the sickest delivery, I rap and dispatch you. I'm mad blessed, be the only rapper that stands left. I stand upon heads, it's like I'm Trevor from Grand Theft. I gate crash your party with bad guests. I came to spit bars, yo, you better bank on it like Nat West. Shinobi, the shot clock killer just like I'm Kobe. So Flash should be in need of a Dobie to even know me. Listen homie, it's more than just your average rap. Me and the man Black Twang have lost a savage attack. Hey yo, I'm old school like a pair of gazelles preparing for hell. Wizards are even scared of my spells, I'm spellbinding. Spitting all these lines that are blinding. I dazzle all the masses when I shine like a diamond. This is Simon, born back in 74. I'm ready for war, from when I come and step in the door. The rap Rambo, here to break it down like a Kango. Rocking the bells like I'm Cool J in the Kango. I rock chains just like I'm Django. Fist in the air, I come and spit rap blacker than Sambo. That's true, I get in your skin like a tattoo. Philly and Black Twang got him saying, is that you? Is that you? Black Twang, is that you? Is that you?
Are you?
Yo, South Philly, is that you? Is that you? Black Twang, is that you? Is that you?
What?
Yo, South Philly, is that you? Is that you?
Who that?
Black Twang, is that you? Is that you?
That's
yo, South Philly, is that you? Is that you?
South Philly.
Black Twang, is that you? Is that you? Yo, South Philly, just want you.
Is That You featuring Black Twang? That's Cy Philly. Check out his album, The 11th Hour. It's FUBAR Radio.
That's that fire right there, bro.
That is banging, that track.
Fire and right there.
Remember to keep it locked. We're taking care of you until 6. We've got an ill open mic coming up, plus an exclusive interview with the one and only Diamond D at DITC. So don't move a muscle. But, you know, the studio gets infiltrated every week.
Yeah. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You are in tune to the one and only FUBAR Radio Cafe, where we give you exactly what you need. You know what I'm saying? We got them marshmallows dipped in that mocha chocolata. Whatever you need, baby. We got green sprinkles of whatever you want. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, damn right. I'm a bad... Hey, I go by the name of Mysack Hayes. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. In the background, you can hear DJ Sarah Love, my special guest.
That's me.
And I, like I said before... I go by the name of Mysack Hayes. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Mysack Hayes, man. And I tell you what, man, all the way up here, I'm a bad mother.
Shut your mouth,
hey, man. I was about to say, motherfucker, bitch. Hey, this week, boy, my investigation comes courtesy of
Sort Your Life Out.
Scary ass mother lovers. Yeah, yeah. You might as well say Sort Your Life Out. I was in a conversation this weekend, right? Three friends that, you know, I've known for a little while. Not mad long, but I've known them long enough that I could call them friends.
Okay.
Now, these lot are arguing about a situation, but it didn't feel like an argument. It felt like one of them was basically just telling the rest of them what it is, and that's how it is.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Obviously not getting into too much detail in case I get jacked up. You know what I mean? I don't want to get stabbed up.
The identities are protected.
Yeah, yeah. The names are protected. Yeah. That shit that they say on hip-hop albums all the time because they don't want to get dealt with. Yeah, that's basically what I'm saying. But as I'm seeing this conversation unfold, I was like, rah, this is... I'm witnessing fear right here. Like, these two other guys are scared to say how they feel.
Okay.
Just because of someone's ego. Just because someone is like, no, this is how it is, bro. Yeah, they're feeling intimidated. And I was like, right, what a weird thing to be scared of. This isn't a life or death thing. This is basically my opinion against your opinion.
So whoever they prefer shopping at Waitrose.
Yeah, it's like that.
It's like that.
But
level.
It was quite obvious until, you know, I don't want to be like, you know what I mean? But I stepped in and I was like, nah, I think you're wrong, bro. Here's why I think you're wrong, blah, 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 blah. Then they start going, yeah, see? Because, you know, like, okay. Almost like I'm helping them get their argument across when really...
They're standing behind you and they're like, you fight it and we'll just back you up.
And I was like, right, that's what a weird thing to be afraid of because you're not scared to say it now that there's somebody else backing you. And then I realised, like, in the world, you see this. Like, I feel like even forms of depression might be because of this, because people are scared to... say what they want or be who they are. They're watching others. You know what I mean? And I was like, wow, that's pretty deep. So I felt like, you know, Mysack Hayes has got to investigate something serious this week.
So
my investigation, hashtag Mice Investigates. What are some of the strangest things you've heard people being afraid of?
I've got a whole list of songs of my own. Yeah. See, the funny thing, this is the paradox. I'm actually like a really tough person. You saying that about being people being intimidated, I'm even struggling to think of a time where I've been intimidated by somebody.
It's weird. I mean, intimidation is definitely a that's like a form of fear. Like you're basically worried about what somebody gonna say. But the bottom line is, it doesn't really matter what they think or what they say. They're not in your face every day. Do you know what I mean? Obviously, if it's wifey or the husband, then that's a different story. But I don't think you should be intimidated if he prefers his bangers a lot more burnt than you cook them. Do you know what I mean? Or if he prefers crispy bacon and you only like the rubbery type. Do you know what I mean?
You know.
You shouldn't be scared to just go, all right, fucking make it yourself then, bruv. That's
man
what I'm saying.
Up. That's what I'm saying. But because I'm a believer of mind over matter, you know, and like the mind can conquer
how powerful the mind is.
Do you know what I saw for the first time in my life this weekend was I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Is it?
And I'm just like, is this seriously the level that we've gotten to in life? Where
you know when you
that program is so pointless.
Well, do you know pathetic. What? The point of that program is to let you know that you've gone past the threshold of being able to do famous ass shit legitimately.
And you need help to pay the bills.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And now it's like, okay, I can't really go on like I do a bunch of famous ass shit because it's quite clear I used to do that famous ass shit. The wrinkles on my forehead show that I ain't really doing as much famous ass shit as I used to. The grey ends, you know, a lot of them have grey split ends and shit. These are all signs of like, okay, I've passed the threshold of like, I can wave that I do famous ass shit every weekend flag. Yeah. Now I gotta just try and get some dough and remind people of when I used to do famous ass shit.
To pay the rent.
That's the flag they're flying now, is hashtag I used to do some famous ass shit. Flag. Do you know what I mean?
It's true. But even when I was watching that, I was thinking, okay, as crazy as some of these things are that people are made to do on that show, it's not that deep. All you need is to get your mind over the matter and you can conquer anything. But that's also me. This is the paradox that I'm talking about, because I think I am a bit OCD. Like, I have to admit, when I told my brother one of my biggest fears in life, he was like, well, your life's pretty good then, isn't it? Because I was like, one of my biggest fears in life is probably stepping in dog poo. You know, but that's just something you, as long
is
as you
is it a fear or you just can't be bothered to clean it off after? Like, are you scared of cleaning it off after?
Even just you saying I'd even rather throw the shoes away, and this is coming from a shoe lover.
Well, that's why, because you're such a shoe lover. You brush your shoes with the same toothbrush you brush your teeth with. So therefore, there's no way you want to step in shit.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
That's the bottom line, yeah.
That's the wrong sign for that.
And then at the same time, I guess I'm a bit OCD with like cleaning. So I guess it's all sort of interlinked, but yeah, so it just takes a lot of concentration to not step in dog poo.
A lot of stuff comes from, you know, like childhood challenge. It's like a childhood thing, so you might have stepped in poo barefoot or some shit like that.
Oh gosh. See, I think that was a buried memory and you just brought it back to the surface. I'm gonna have to go for counseling.
Exactly. You see, and
it's
so
conquering this.
Look, you got people like, for instance, I'll put it out there, I'm not the greatest with dogs. Yeah,
okay.
I'm not to say I'm scared of dogs, because if it's a little ass dog that I know I can, you know what I mean, kick about or whatever, then cool, I'll handle that. But when it's a big ass dog, like, you know, my friend who owns a gym in Southend, he's got some big ass dog. I just saw a picture of it. I was like, bro, I don't know if I could train at that gym again.
But when I was a kid,
there's a couple times when I've been chased or been bitten by dogs.
See, that's kind of fair enough, because that's something that's sort of out of your control.
Thank you. Make me feel better for being a pussy about dogs.
It's fine. It's nothing to be ashamed of, mice. Don't feel bad about that. There's lots of people who feel like that as well. But no, stepping in dog poo is kind of unreasonable, isn't it? But
yeah, that is a bit unreasonable. I think you're scared more of having to deal with cleaning it. That's, you know.
Scared. It's terrified. I'm terrified of stepping in dog poo. To the point where I have to look everywhere I step, anywhere that I walk.
I do that. Now, I don't like stepping in dog shit unless I feel like it's going to be a lucky thing. Then I don't mind. Rabbit poo.
Is lucky.
There's certain levels of droppings where it's like, okay, I'm going to say droppings because, you know, people are going to... When you start talking about shit too much, you start smelling it for some reason. Do you notice that? When people always talk
about this, my walk is going to be terrifying today. So I'm quite liking, Oliver's email to hiphop@foodbarradio.com. That I can sort of relate to that, because it's about the cleanliness issue for me. Have you seen this message from Oliver?
Yeah, so he says, shout to Oliver. He says, I had a friend in, air quotes, friend, who is afraid of public transport. They get onto a bus.
No, they can't get
on. Oh, they can't get on a bus or tube without a friend because they will get lost. Wow, they'll get lost.
See, I didn't realise it was about getting lost. Oh,
yeah, but I know someone who was afraid of going on the tube because they're worried about it, you know, getting stuck.
See, that's kind of reasonable,
claustrophobic though. Type levels. You know
it
what
is
I mean?
Claustrophobic. For me, what's scary about public transport is the dirt. Like, I don't touch anything on the tube.
you go on with the Michael Jackson white gloves, rhinestone gloves.
No, because I don't even want the dirt on the gloves.
Hit us up at FUBAR. Steve, you don't even want the dirt.
I don't touch anything. I've learned how to stand in a way wow, so you can just
your core
that.
Balance.
It's the core. So wow, it's core
wow,
muscles.
You're on that core balance. People will look at you and go, how the fuck is she doing that?
Yeah, it's all about that core.
Hit us up at FUBAR Radio with your answers to this question. Mice investigates. What are some of the strangest things you've heard people being afraid of? Hip-hop at FUBARradio.com on the email. Or you can tweet us at FUBAR Radio, at Mice Diggy, at DJ Sarah Love. This is FUBAR Radio, the hip-hop show. Of course, I've got some answers from some of my beloved friends at the Digital Pub. I always go and meet him. Shout out to Mark Lee Simmons. He says, my sister is scared of even the smallest birds. A robin terrifies her.
Oh, yeah. That's a shame because a robin is our friend. That's beautiful.
That's some childhood
shit.
And
you know, robin is an endangered species.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, I know where there's bear robins, bruv.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I love the robin. I love watching Mr. Robin in the garden.
That's been robin from day one, you get me? Yeah. Robin there, no Batman, yeah?
No, I did hear of a dude who's terrified of bananas. I mean, like, terrified.
Is it?
Terror. Yeah.
Right, that sounds a bit homophobic there, really. What the hell is going on? Terrified of bananas.
I did wonder what the origins of that was, but yeah, I didn't want to pry.
My friend Ash, he says a client he had was scared of fish. There's levels to that as well. Swimming. I ain't scared of swimming, but because I nearly drowned when I was really young. See, this is where I take it back to the childhood thing. I think when you get traumatized as a kid, so I can swim. As long as my feet can touch the bottom and I can breathe, you know, my chin can get above it. But once it gets further than that, you know, where I can't touch the bottom, that's where I start getting like, okay.
Oh, a bit panicky.
Yeah. Baby, pass me the armbands quickly. Let me just get these orange armbands on, make sure I'm safe. Yeah,
with
I feel
armbands,
good.
And that's all good. Because I love that being in the sea when you swim really far out and you look down and it's like 40 foot below you to the sea bottom. That's one of my favourite things in the world, right, is just the freedom of being in the sea.
I'm like one of the man them. You know, back in the day, man them would be like, it don't matter how hard, scar faced up, chiseled up, hard back man that did all kinds of this and that on the road, yeah? But when it comes to, yeah, bruv, they're going shopping at West... Yeah, bruv, follow me to West End. I mean, like, follow you, what? To go West End to go shopping. Yeah, I want to buy some... Like, what? What the hell's going on here, man? You're scared to go to West End.
It's true. I forgot about that. That shows that I'm old now. No, because
you get worried about getting old, boy.
No, but
you get worried about dying. That's you're gonna get old regardless, love.
It's true. No, but is that when you stop being part of these kind of conversations? That's when you know you're out of a certain age
like,
group.
Follow me to the shop, fam. You're like, yeah, wow, seriously.
Well, that was more a boy's problem when.
Yeah, that's weird shit. But problem. I mean, some of it stems from in case I see my man. That, you know what I mean, I owe this or that.
I know.
But regardless, like, bruv, you shouldn't be scared to go to the shop. If you're scared of balloons, shout out to Dave Pike.
Yeah.
This makes sense. He knows someone that's scared of balloons.
I have heard people
what
like
the
that
fuck
before.
Is that about?
I know. But then it's sort of unpleasant, that scratchy sound of the balloons and stuff, and then the pop, but it's like the anticipation.
That's some childhood shit. That's basically, it's like people that are scared of clowns. There's some shit that freaked them out as a kid, and now you're living with that shit as an adult.
Oh, let's not downplay any of people's fears, because for them it's like real, you know, and this is like for me, I'm speaking from the perspective of someone who's afraid of stepping in dog poo. You know, that's a real thing that you have to deal with on a daily basis.
So do you like, that's it, your trainers are done with, like, I'm not even... How do you...
I can't even remember the last... No, the last... Well, I can't remember. Let's not go into that kind of graphic detail. But it's not happened for a long time.
Dog doo-doo.
And it won't happen again because I'm vigilant, you know. But hit us up, hiphop at foobarradio.com. We want to know... remind the people of the question, Mice.
Yes, we want to know, what are some of the strangest things you've heard people being afraid of?
get in touch with us in the studio. Coming up, we are going to be speaking to Diamond D of DITC, so keep it locked right here with FUBAR Radio. But first, something brand new for you from Denorm Porter.
Get ready. The Lord is coming soon. And it'll be faster than this.
Sunday morning and said, Father, pray for me. Lord, pray for me. I said, Jesus, please take the wheel. Cause somebody about to get themselves killed. Pray for me. Pray for me. Pray for me. Yeah. It go polio stricken, got all the hoes tripping, mouthing off crazy like I ain't allowed to kick them. Out the house, pick the booger out, I'll flick them. No pork on a fork, she only chokes chickens. Holy smoke, I'm in Holyoke with some holy folk, trying to play the victim after I stick them. Kill the pussy, she say when the resurrection date. Well, it all depends on what you put in the collection plate. Baby mama tripping, talk about the checkers late. Got me about to turn the table over, let's set the record straight. Sheriff of the house, and you can delegate. And we can't eat off what a burger flipper up a checkers make. She said she gon' leave me, I said go ahead, second date. Shut up, I know your beef ain't real like pepper steak. Every week, you say the same shit every week. Can't argue with a fool, that's why me and you barely speak. I went just this Sunday morning and said, Father, pray for me. Lord, pray for me. I said, Jesus, please take the wheel. Cause a nigga about to get himself killed. Come on. Pray for me. Pray for me. Yeah. My old bra want my whole carrot in a coleslaw. She say for marriage I could go raw. I said, oh no, she said, why far? Your panties don't match your bra. In my world, that's a faux pas. Just go off. Somebody always trying to make me go off. Always at the club trying to go up, show up. They say scream if you got hundreds in your pocket and you owe me $50. And I'm looking at you shocked like Jesus on the main line, the devil on hold. How everybody drinking tea, the kettle on low. That's a mocha frat, I ain't supposed to snap. Coming close to death, I get your face over slap. I went to church this Sunday morning and said, Father, pray for me. Lord, pray for me. I said, Jesus, please take the wheel. Cause somebody about to get themselves killed. Pray for me. 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 Pray for me.
Now I realize that every now and again, some of you women folks, you get harsh. You get bothered, and every now and again you get hot and bothered. Well, what I want you to do when you get that hot and you need a little relief, I want you to call me. That's what God expects from his sheep here at the Greater Ebenezer New Revival Tree of Life Institutional Double Rock on the side of the road to Jericho Missionary Baptist Church Zion. Say Mount Calvary, y'all don't tell me.
Preach on, Rev. Ain't that the truth?
That was sounding pretty fire to me.
That's crazy, bro.
Brand new from Denorm Porter, Mr. Porter, also known as the track's called Pray For Me. He's a former D12 member, if you're not familiar with him. He's produced for Eminem, Pharoah Monch. This track is from his brand new EP called Connect. And on there, he also has Royce the 5'9 and more is out now. So go check it out.
Wow, so he's a former member of D12. I didn't know that. So D12 are not no more, or he's just not part of D12?
I was assuming that he's not part. Because his D12 is kind of malleable, isn't it? Like, I guess they reform and take different shapes. Yeah, and
when the time is right, mother lovers.
Yeah,
I guess it's a bit awkward as well with Proof RIP missing. So that's kind of, you know, it always makes it a bit awkward to have a crew again, isn't it, when there's one missing.
Aww.
But
yeah.
Ma'am,
But you're tuned into
sounding
this.
Amazing.
Yeah, so much good hip hop, new hip hop coming out every week. And you know, we're going to bring you that right here first. I want to send a big shout out to Luke Keane, locked into the show, Joshua Okoli, and also G Bag last week wanted us to send a shout out to Yeti and AM as well. So yeah, sorry that we didn't get that to you. Get that
shout
to them
out
while
to
they
Michael
were on the
Sweeney
show.
As well, locked in.
Yes, and Paul Clark too. You can send us your shouts through to Twitter at FUBAR Radio. And you can also hit us up on the email. We love hearing from you guys, and this show is truly all about you. hiphop@fubarradio.com. And what, some people have hit you up, Mice, with answers to your question, right?
yeah, I got some funny ass answers, man. Shout out to Andreas. He says themselves. People are afraid of themselves. So
wow, that was deep.
The investigation
that
is...
That was deep.
What are some of the strangest things you've heard people being afraid of? So I guess if you are a stranger to yourself, maybe you are afraid. Bitches and bitchettes.
Wow. Oh, sorry, that's different to Paramount's Stranger.
That's a stranger. Give yourself a stranger. Everyone give yourself
you
a stranger.
Yourself.
Yeah, man. That means you want to love yourself from the, you know what I mean? A stranger is almost like the outer body experience you know what I mean? Relieving the inner you. If that
I'm
even makes sense.
I'm just taking your word for it right now, Mike, because I'm not familiar with
okay,
the stranger.
Okay, what else are people are scared of? Shout out to Sam Davis.
Moving on quite swiftly, yeah.
Shout out to Sam Davis. He says, I'm scared of my knob because it does a lot of irreversible damage.
Knob?
Yeah, he's just had a baby, so I think what he's trying to say is, you know. Shout out to Sam. Shout out to the Davis family, man. Congratulations.
Don't worry, you're great to love the baby. I promise.
Shout out to Ash the author. He says stickers. You know someone with a fear of stickers.
Wow.
What kind of satanic ritual?
Are they
ritual?
A hip hop head? I wonder. Because come on, being a hip hop head, you gotta love stickers, man.
Yeah, they better.
That's part of the lifestyle.
Yeah, I don't think they will be. But that's probably some childhood shit. They probably had a sticker stuck to them. They were one of them furry kids. I bet they were one of them furry ass kids. You know, you see some kids, you're like, right, you got more fur than me. What the hell's
the
going on
fluff.
Here? Yeah, bare bum fluff on the arms, all like round the chin and shit. Probably got one of them little, My Little Pony ass stickers stuck on them, pulled off, bam. That's it. You got a fear of stickers all of a sudden.
Dude.
I believe that. Shout out to Luke Taylor. This one's real. He said, the police.
whoop, whoop. I think that's pretty justified, really.
Yeah, it is.
What? Not that it makes a difference. I'm not sure about that, but what colour is Luke Taylor?
I don't know, actually. His picture doesn't come up, but I mean, whether he's white or black, I think he's telling the truth. And
and
I will say, you know what I mean, past life is past life. I feel like I entered a cocoon and became this I want to say moth, but I know there's people that are scared of moths, so I'll say this butterfly. You know, I'm a new person. I don't do the shit I did, you know, when I was a kid doing stupid shit, but I still, when police drive by, or you know what I mean, I still get that little like, oh shit. Even though I ain't done nothing wrong,
you
like
feel
I'm a
like
law-abiding citizen.
Something.
Yeah. They make you feel like you're doing something wrong anyway.
Properly.
So maybe I have a little bit of fear from childhood, you know what I mean? I don't know. Shout to George Crimson. He says, arachibutyrophobia.
Which one?
Arachibutyrophobia.
Not a rat.
I'm going to try and say that again, but he says it's a fear of peanut butter sticking to the roof of one's mouth. That's some gag reflex fear, isn't it? Like you're scared that you.
Oh my God.
Sometimes it. That's almost claustrophobia, isn't it? Because you feel like, oh shit, I can't breathe peanut butter.
Wow.
Yeah, that's
I'm
a bit.
Shocked.
Just stay away
just
from peanut butter then, bro.
Just as claustrophobia. I mean, being afraid of stepping in dog poo, that's reasonable. But yeah, like peanut butter stuff.
I like the way you're trying to justify it. Hey, if you're worried about cleaning the shit up, then there's a reason.
What, the dog poo off my shoe?
Yeah.
I'll send them your way.
No. Well, I don't know. That's a good business. If you're like, look, man, I'll clean your shitty shoes.
Not for me. It's not a good business. I want no part of that business.
Someone will do it.
Start that business.
You know what I mean? Someone will do it. Shout out to G Bagley. He says there's actually a guy who's afraid of being afraid, living in constant fear.
Of being afraid.
And then he said, I made that up. And then I clapped.
This is getting mad deep. It's like mind games, man.
Hey, no one ain't said nothing about horror movies. This is how you know the horror movie industry needs to step it up.
Yeah, step your game up.
Yeah,
and they need some storylines involving nice trainers and.
But anyway, man, we got a show to continue with. I do believe we've got some
so much coming up. So keep it locked right here.
Special guests.
Yes, the one and only Diamond D at DITC. We're going to be getting into that interview right next, and we have a whole gaggle of MCs like taking over the green room here at Fubar as well. So don't move a muscle, and
looks
we're
like
going to
a
be
sauna
getting
in
into.
There, boy.
Yeah, we're nice and cool in here, but yeah, and because we've got the AC and everything. But yeah, so keep it locked, Fubar Radio. Hit us up on the email, hiphop@fubarradio.com, and get in touch too. But first, let's play you something brand new
like
from
a Simpsons
Joker
episode
Star.
Up in that bitch, man.
Come on, man. Stay calm. Straight bars, still plumb flow. So cold, bro, they don't know his jokes go. The cypher's stiller than a photo. Left the benchmark like an old dirty hobo. The best at it, cope. Rapping for dope reasons, a retard. Spoke, got spazzing for no reason. DBRC money, bring that guap. Get paid, chain round the neck like junkyard dog. Check it, hardcore. Flow shifter, silverback gorilla, African game killer. Vocals take shots, take out gazelles. Take you out as well, then take out your girls. All that ego, these rappers be pussy-os. Bang your girls pussy-os, start acting like a pussy-o. Part disbelief, part he's the chief. Part angry fan, part cool as Keith, nigga.
Yeah, the feel of a new Panani, the build of a new Ferrari, yeah. A blue tsunami, I'll show you how to do this properly, yeah. The feel of some new Panani, the build of a new Ferrari, yeah. Flow deep as a blue tsunami, I'll show you how to do this properly.
Check it. Yeah. Not a black church pastor, a dreadlock rasta, God killer rapper, Italian pasta, backpack spitter, that Slough Town rap nigga. Bow down as my boot hit the ground, liquor. 16 killer, no kids got harmed though. The puncher punch, power punch up Ivan Drago. Stages get rocked and vacate the spot. I made them watch them pay God the guap. The best rapper, the melanin blacker, the pen is power, the skin is shabba. Black is God, African is king. Pharaohs don't fear those that don't know these things. The lanes froze up, I chase nobody. The game chose us, this ain't no hobby. The best at it, granite, concrete shit. Flow your flow can't compete with.
Yeah. The feel of a new Panani, the build of a new Ferrari. Yeah. Flow deep as a blue tsunami, I'll show you how to do this properly. Yeah. Some new Panani, the build of a new Ferrari, yeah. Flow deep as a blue tsunami, I'll show you how to do this properly, yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to Appetite out here, nigga. Yeah, Bomba Club, yeah, man. Mash up.
Yo, what up, what up? This is Elder Sensei. You are checking out Sarah Love, Mice Diggy. Y'all got to know one thing right now. This lady on the turntables is a monster. And I can say that because I know her and she got skills. And y'all got to know what it is. Elder Sensei, Artifacts. Peace. We out.
Aww. And if you missed the show that we had with the Artifacts, definitely hit up foodbarradio.com/hiphop. All of our past shows are up there to check out. But right now, we're bringing the people another proper hip-hop OG.
Proper hip-hop OG, mate. Yeah, proper. Do you know what I mean? I've
and
come over
an
here.
And not an old get, as Tony Prince thought we meant when we said OG. No, original gangster. I mean, Last week, you missed a dope show, Mice, where you had Large Professor, one of my all-time favourite producers, and Diamond D were in London doing a show where it was like this head-to-head battle between the two of them just on all on 45s.
Oh, wow.
And they're just cutting up the doubles on all these 45s. It was, like, pretty dope. And then I managed to catch up with Diamond D after the show. Now, Diamond D, he's a lot of people know him for that Ill album, Stunts, Blunts, and Hip Hop. That was back in 1992. Goodness me. There's probably some people listening to the show weren't even alive in 1992. And also, he's one of the founding members of one of my all-time favourite hip-hop crews, DITC, Digging in the Crates crew. Oh my goodness. And so for me, it was just such a treat to get to talk to Diamond D. That was the first time that I had met the dude, and his set was off the hook. Like, dude's got crates, man. Serious. They don't call him Digging in the Crates for nothing. And he's released an album not long ago as well, which had a bunch of dope features and, of course, the Ill production. So we had to catch up about all that good stuff. Now, you guys are going to have to forgive us because we were backstage at the show and it was mad, mad noisy. But I think you can get over it. So hold tight, because right now you're going to hear our chat with Diamond D at DITC. This is Fubar Radio with myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Mice Diggy, bitches and bitchettes. Let's go.
Yeah, yeah, you know, the new Digging in the Crates album is out, DITC Sessions. Go cop that. The Dime Piece Volume 2 is coming soon. I got a new album with Sadat X. I'm just staying busy. I'm out here with the Large Professor. We're doing the All 45s tour. All the dates have been sold out. The whole crowd's loving it. And I'm just glad to be out here and show the people the foundation of hip-hop as I witnessed it as a kid.
And that's what I was so grateful for tonight in the crowd, just to hear the different kind of selection that you don't get to hear every day at full volume, you know what I mean? How long do you think you'll be doing this for? Like, do you ever see yourself retiring?
Yeah, eventually, you know, I'm not going to be doing it forever, but as long as there's a demand, and people are willing to pay to see me, I'm going to do it.
I'm not going to let you retire. Because, like, honestly, I think it's so important, the amount of knowledge that you have, you know, and you guys are in the DITC family too. It's almost like a duty now that you make sure you keep passing on all of this knowledge, sharing it to the international crowds.
Right. Well, you know what? Even tonight, one or two people, they say, yo, D, why don't you play some rap records? You know, play some of your catalog. And I have to explain to them that anybody can do that. But what we're offering is a glimpse of what hip-hop looked like in the foundation years. You know what I mean? So anybody can get on stage and play anything from Digging in the Crates or anything from Main Source. But if you read the flyer, it specifically says we're out here doing a 45 sound clash. So for those fans who came and was slightly disappointed, hey, I apologize, but at the same time, you need to read the flyer and see what the people are doing. You know what I mean? But for the most part, 98% of the crowd loved it. And that's why we're out here.
No, I'm telling you, everybody loved it, and it's a privilege to be able to be exposed to this kind of thing. Do you ever worry about the legacy of hip-hop? I mean, in terms of making sure that the next generation do know what's up and about our history. It's important that we know about our history, right?
Exactly. Well, you know, a lot of fans do their research, and then you have some that don't. But, you know, the history is there. The catalog is there. The family tree is there. If you look, you'll find it. You know, I look up to the people who came before me. The Big Daddy Kanes, the Rakims, you know, KRS-One's, and that whole lot. And I'll always respect them, whether they have a hit record out or not. And I think that's the focus a lot of MCs, a lot of young MCs, need to grasp on. If there's someone who preceded you and you fuck with them, you follow their music, then you show them respect. You know what I mean? And hip-hop is one of the only genres where we don't really respect the people who came before us. Some do and some don't. But it needs to be more knowledge, and then you'll be able to respect the people who came before you.
Yeah, so how do we ensure that is the way things are going to move forward?
Well, for one, the internet is out. You know what I mean? The internet helps a lot. And a good example of that is next week, Slick Rick would be out here for the first time in, you know, about 27 years. And everybody's excited to see him, right? He don't have no record out on the radio. He's going to sell out shows doing his old catalog. And that's what I'm talking about. People have to come out and support that. And if you respect it, if you grew up with that, then you're going to gravitate to it. You know what I mean? A lot of these new artists who come out, you ask yourself, will you be able to still go on the tour 20 years into your career? You know what I mean? And a lot of your cats won't be able to do it.
Yes, and that's what's incredible about the Slick Rick show. Like you said, not to have a record out for so long, and the buzz, as soon as that was announced, people are like, you better make sure you got your tickets.
Right, and like I said, he doesn't have a song on the radio. It's just the respect and the history.
Do you feel like hip-hop has a role in responding to politically what's going on in the States at the moment?
I do. You know what I mean? Hey, you know, as a child, you know, I used to listen to Marvin Gaye. One of his best albums, as you know, was What's Going On. But we also know Motown hated that album. They said, no, you're a sex symbol. You shouldn't do that. And when it came out and it blew up, and Marvin took a stand, made a statement, and Berry Gordy had to swallow his pride and say, hey, I was wrong. So most definitely, artists should speak out if they're not afraid to.
Here's a dope quote from Marvin for you. Marvin says, an artist is only truly an artist if they sacrifice themselves for the people.
Yes, I agree to that wholeheartedly.
Yes, so definitely there's things that hip-hop could be saying right now, I feel, and I would like to see that reflected. Hip-hop-wise, what are you feeling at the moment? New music?
I fuck with Drake. I like Drake. You know, I fuck with Lil Wayne. You know, my man Dave East, he's coming up. There's an artist in Atlanta called Big Wreck. I did a project with him, and he's one of the illest. There's an artist from Harlem called Snooze Hero. These are the people I want you to look out for.
And then finally, what can we look forward to next? They picked up the Dime Piece album, which I absolutely love, the rap life track with Pharo that you had. But what's next then for Diamond? Like, what should the band keep their eyes out on?
The Dime Piece Volume 2, that's coming soon. I got a hip-hop soul project called the Blake Moses Project. That's coming out this year. And I produced an album on Sadat X. I produced the whole LP. That'll be dropping early next year. And the name of that album is called The Sum of a Man. So everybody go peep that out. I got some hot joints on there, definitely.
Yeah. Back up in this bitch.
Swiss ass niggas, for real, man, I'm Stan Smith. You hate me now, you can't stand Smith. I'm leather with suede tips, your canvas. Lay you out, put you to sleep on the canvas. I'm not crying, a box with a gun, let the rounds off. I went unanimously, let the rounds off. In your face, cause my mic is a magnum. See me and your chick, we go back like a magnum. Man, we did it in the back of your magnum. I said, put them lifestyles back, give me the magnum. They love it when I tie them up and I gag them. Sometimes I don't even use rope, but I... She says she loves to run the double up on it. Turn around and put the bubble up on it. Not from the man high, but she was on the nuggets. And all I needed was large fries and nuggets. Hit her with the sweet and sour sauce. Now she can tell a cocktail better than a Molotov. PM, put her to bed like Tylenol. PM, I put her to bed. Everybody now.
Yeah, you know the drill is rap life. With niggas who nap light and bitches who act right. Rob the deals when the nigga can actually rap right. It's a mirror to motherfuckers who ain't rap right.
Now I say Ricky Ticky Timbo, No Sal Rimbo, Chari Ariucci, Pip Perry Pimbo. Spikes on my mic device, slice like Kimbo. Toxic when the pocket lock, box like Minto. The fofo on. Cuz in the cut and focus, actually. Why focus? Niggas that run up on you in these streets, they don't love you. These chicken heads just wanna kiss you and hug you. That's why I roll with Diamond Man, that's the bodyguard. Come on, I don't even have to stress out a bodyguard. Hacking like he made a stone, he ain't hardly hard. Feeding you Pedialyte with media nutrition. That's me
sick, then he needs a pediatrician. What the media likes, I make the media rave. Type unfuckwittable on my Wikipedia page.
Yeah, you know the drill is rap life, where niggas who nap light and bitches who act right. Ride the deals when the nigga can actually rap right. It's a mirror to motherfuckers who ain't rap right. Yeah, you know the drill is rap life, where niggas who nap light and bitches who act right. Ride the deals when the nigga can actually rap right. It's a mirror to motherfuckers who ain't rap right.
I love that joint. Diamond D, Rap Life featuring Pharoah Monch. That's taken from his last album, The Dime Piece. It's out right now. We, of course, were just talking to Diamond D, a DITC. So if you missed any of that, hit up foobarradio.com/hiphop and listen again. This is the sounds of hip hop right here on Foobar with myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Mice Diggy, mother lovers. And we are joined by some special guests. You know, we always like to make sure this is a platform for people we think you need to be hearing, whether you know them or not, whether we know them or not. Regardless, this is all about talent, you know what I mean? So we have some guests here. One of them, a good friend of mine named Rude Adams. Rude Adams, yes. Welcome to the show, my brother. How are you?
Welcome.
How are
you? Thank you, bro, for having me on, man. Hey, it's been a while, right, guys?
Yeah, I see. I love, but this guy always pops up every couple of years. He'll pop in and out, drop a little
something. Like a bad smell.
To the mic.
You said it.
I'm just going off of what you were talking about earlier.
Now you're going to get her going on this stepping on dog shit.
Exactly.
What I'm wondering, though, Sarah, does it matter? Is it only dog shit? Because rabbit shit ain't as bad as dog shit. If you know,
the
technicalities.
It isn't as bad, but that's horrific.
And cat
too.
Shit's worse, isn't it? And fox shit.
Are you old enough to remember when cat shit used to be white?
Why do people always talk about this racial?
Did that actually happen?
Why is there always this racial division when it comes
chain?
To cat shit? Some
it
people
is
say dog shit.
The food chain.
Oh wow!
Climate change. There used to be some ingredient that they put in cat food that would make their poo white. But that just only shows that you remember the 80s.
If all you eat, I guarantee you, if all you eat is white bread, yeah, that's it.
That's it for your digestive
drink
system.
Drink milk, yeah, white milk.
Oh god!
You gonna end up with white shit. And just remember, when you hear that white shit, you driving between them, their white lines. Drink that white beer, eat white ice cream. That ain't vanilla flavor ice cream. That's white flavor, Sarah.
What the hell are you doing?
People always talk about this white cat shit thing. I don't remember that shit.
I
still see white cat shit. That's my point.
Do you?
I wasn't inspecting cat's poo from young. No. That's not something
it's
I
not
did.
It's not something you're trying to inspect. See, it's something like, you're trying to dodge.
That's what you do.
Anyway, Rude Adams, that's the sound of it, formerly known as Scandal.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah,
that's a long time formal now. I think there's a point where you don't say it anymore.
I think
it's
always going to come up because I was pretty out there in terms of like putting the work in, right? And then things,
you did a lot as Scandal.
Things slowed down a little bit after the name change.
What was with the name change anyway? Let's get this on the air so that we can confirm.
Do you know, I'll tell you what, here's actually the real truth, yeah? Mm. And this is actually quite me bearing my soul, but I saw a blog post. You shouldn't really be affected by these things, should you? But artists are sensitive people, and I am a sensitive human being. And it was talking about my name, and I shared the name with a 90s pop group boy band called Scandal, and I was like, no, I can't have that, because I like to think I'm original, at least. Do you know what I'm saying? Even though I might draw inspiration from here, there and everywhere, and I was like, no, I can't have that.
Is it?
Can't have that.
No, you weren't
so
feeling
I changed it, and then it was like it became a thing. It almost became like a byproduct of me trying to find myself as an artist. You know, a lot of soul searching musically and spiritually, and I think it set me on the right path.
Cool.
For real.
As long as there ain't no dog shit on that path.
Definitely not.
I'll still be looking where I'm
sitting. I like how you're working it into the segment, man. It's like
he's just trying to
continuity, man.
I'm the radio masseuse, man. I work anything into anywhere you need, baby. You know what I'm saying? You pay me the right amount of money. I'll masseuse dog shit into your trainers. Make that shit disappear, baby.
This is going to be a terrifying journey home.
So what you got coming up then? You got a project. Is it out now or it's on its way?
I've got a single out now on iTunes, Spotify, Google. It's called Sometimes. Produced by my man Teaser, featuring Princess Slayer. So yeah, that's kind of like just letting people know that I'm back making music again, and just seeing how it goes, man. I mean, I want to I want to continue to release music for as long as possible. And like, you know, you're saying about the whole, you pop up every once in a while. I don't want to be that guy anymore. I want to actually have that consistency, continually release music and let people enjoy it or not.
Cool. I mean, you're doing it independently, so it's, you know what I mean? So it makes sense. Like, obviously, how are you finding it now? Like, I remember you introducing me. I think it was you introducing me to... like, you know, digital distributors like Believe and whatnot. And like, so now that's, say, 5-6 years ago or something like that. And how are you finding the whole sort of releasing your own material and, you know, just in terms of like the infrastructure that we do have, especially in the UK? Have you seen a change that's, you know, for the better, or do you think it's stagnant? Like, where do you think it's going?
No, I think people like Believe are doing a great job. For people,
shout out to Craig Evans, by
yeah,
the way.
Exactly. Craig is the G, man. I mean, look what he's been doing for High Focus, he's smashing it. So, you know, Believer, a really good platform, and they give people opportunities to get their music out there, and they help push the artists as well. They'll help an artist get their, you know, their artwork on the front page of hip hop on iTunes and whatnot. Yep. So, they're really about pushing artists as well. And it's a good thing, man, really good thing.
Sick, very man. Cool.
So we're going to hear an album? This single is off the back of what?
I've got like loads of stuff like waiting, lots of demos that would be good for a finished product. Mostly produced by Teaser, a couple by Beat Butcher as well, a couple others here and there.
Yeah, you've got an ongoing, you and Beat Butcher.
That's my homie,
years,
man. Yeah. Yeah, that's my homie. Regardless of the music, we still be pals. So.
And you're going to keep us posted with any new music you have as well.
Always,
send it to us,
always,
right?
Always. There's lots more to come. It's just about, like you say, independently finishing songs and getting things ready in the right way.
Yeah, I see the air quotes there.
Yeah.
Ready. Hey man, but keep grinding, man. It's good to see you back up, you know, back out there doing stuff.
Thank you.
We're going to hear you on the open mic later on, right?
Yes, sir.
And of course, once the album is ready, you're going
to
be back here.
I'd
and
love
we get
to be
a,
back.
A full official interview with you, because
it'll
be good to break down a bit more.
Definitely.
Over here. To my, this guy here, man, he's making me nervous. Like
Mott man
is. You're ready to go in on this open mic, innit?
Yeah, ready.
I could
ready,
tell, man.
Bro.
Where you from? Where you from?
Well, I'm from Devon originally, but I'm living in Bristol at the minute. Just been living there for a bit, yeah.
So you know about what
stay
kind of ciders?
Stay close to the microphone for me, yeah.
Because whenever I go down them sides, it's all about the ciders and the what's the spirits you got? It's rum, innit?
Rum, like white rum normally.
Yeah. I've got to go down there. I got to go down there next year for a gig, and they asked me about the ride. I said, "Bruv, get me like cider and white rum because I know, and make sure it's like round the way shit. I ain't fucking with none of this import shit. Yeah. Some of these lot trying to." So what, Bristol? How long you been in Bristol?
Just a couple months now, really. Like 3 months now. But yeah.
And for those people who aren't familiar with Mott Man, like, break it down for them. Who
basically, I'm putting all my music out myself. Put a couple projects out on Bandcamp already this year.
Sick.
Some features on there as well for like Flowtex, Big Toast.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
Big Toast. We've had Big Toast up here.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah remembers Big Toast.
Yeah. Shouts to them. And then I've done a little EP with Rev as well from Dirty Dockers. And then, I've had 3 releases this year, so I'm going to try and make a proper album
now. So you're doing it independently as well?
Yeah, put it all out myself.
Are you finding it easy, like, just put, because it's like, make the music?
Yeah, it's I can choose if I want to put it out as well.
Yeah.
So it's not like I have to go through someone else.
What about the promotional side of it? That's what I wanted to ask you as well. In terms of, like, when you're putting stuff out, in terms of promotional-wise, that, you know, people think that all you do is make a tune, put it up on iTunes, and that's it. But, you know, do you believe there's more to it than that? Like, or as long as the tune's hot, it's going to get up there, or what?
I think it's about as much as you push it as well.
No, I agree.
If you don't have the right, like, promotion for it, no one's going to hear it. Or a certain few amount of people are going to hear it.
Okay, and when we're talking about promotion, is that strictly on the digital side or the physical world as well? How do you feel about that?
More digital, but I got a couple CDs made in my first project. So
I think it's still important to remember there are people out there that ain't on the internet like we are. Do you know what I mean? Or like people before us even. So I think the physical world is something people definitely have to keep. Because people still go out. Not as many as before, but people still go out. So I think that's important as well.
I like the way Mike looked to me. He was like, there are people on the internet, Sarah.
Like, well, no, I'm just going
to
say.
You get out of your cave.
As a DJ, you play out. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
And I'm sure there are people, the smart ones will be like, yo, Sarah, check this CD out. Or check the ones that aren't that too on point will be like, yeah, check my SoundCloud. just Google blah blah blah. You know, they'll just say like all this digital
it's
shit.
It's true,
that,
but do you know what happened to me the other day? Someone gave me a CD, and then I went home to try and play it, and then the CD drive doesn't work on the computer anymore.
Right, that, hey, if you're gonna put it out there, that
this
your
world,
shit,
just give me vinyl.
You're some old school.
I just Macintosh. Want vinyl.
If your shit still says Macintosh instead of had an Apple, that's half
the
it.
Rainbow Apple.
That's on you, Sarah.
I'm strictly on floppy disks. Yo, and vinyl, but, so.
Yeah, I think it's something that you know, up and comers still need to look at. I don't think that it's all
no,
about check my links and da da da, because not everybody's in that world. You know, I still get CDs given to me, and I'm like, rah, thank you. I can play this in the car, or I can, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I got an old school set. I can't put no USB. Don't laugh.
Bought a CD for both of you as well.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, yeah. I'll give you that.
Man, see, Mott Man's on his thing.
Got to be respectful.
Yeah,
because
Mott Man, in my car, yeah. I have actually got a cassette player.
Oh, is it?
Have you got a cassette for me or what?
Oh, no, I've only got CDs.
Oh,
hey.
Step your game up, Mott
Man. Yeah. That's the only time that is like, you're allowed to say that, isn't it? Yeah, got... But people are doing tapes now. They're doing tapes again. They're pressing
up
tapes.
And they're selling out. People, when they're doing releases on tapes, it's like those things are selling fast. People
think about it. There was a while I was taking pictures. All the places I went to where they still had, you know, the old school Hitachi all glued together, separates.
Mm.
It looks separate, but the shit's all glued together. You know what I mean? Like,
they're
manufactured. Yeah, but it's got a tape player in it. It's like, bruv, I ain't throwing the shit away. You might as well make tapes so I can use this shit. That was partly
why I bought that car, honestly. That's not even no semi-jokes there at all. And we still have more MCs to come through who are going to rep on the open mic alongside our first guests here in the studio of us, Rude Adams and Mott Man. It's so lovely having you guys here.
Yes, nice, man. Yeah. Looking forward to hear you guys tear this shit up, boy.
And remember,
you
can get
in as well, don't mind.
Nah, I don't know.
That's
I don't
not how
rap
it works
anymore.
Over here.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
No.
You know, we don't see these lot. They don't even believe that I rap. Like, I got other hosts. They're like, I've never heard this guy, right? He talks so much trying to tell these lot what to be doing with their life.
It's
probably
for the best that you don't rap, because we'll...
It's a bit of a conflict of interest.
I mean, that's what I was saying, really.
I feel it's a bit of conflict of interest.
Putting people to shame.
Nah, I don't know about all that. You ain't going to make me do that shit just like that. You know what I mean? I'm here to help the situation we have over in the UK. I believe there are a lot of artists up and coming that need a platform. And if I can do my thing... Do you know what I mean? To get you lot a platform. I ain't going to be here like, yo, check my shit out. If Sarah wants to play it, I ain't going to say no.
Of course.
What I mean? But I think it's better to keep it all separate. So I ain't jumping in the open mic. These lot are going to have to get me drunk, peeled up or something.
Well,
shit. I ain't just jumping on the open mic.
It's the
open mic.
But keep it locked. We're getting into the open mic very soon. We're getting into the open mic very soon, so keep it locked. Remember, you can hit us up in the studio, hiphop@foodbarradio.com. First of all, we're going to pay some bills, and then we're going to invite some more MCs into the studio. It's Foodbar.
Foodbar Radio presents...
Tea on paper. Is there anyone that you actually think, oh, they make a good captain for England? In my lifetime, there's been Brian Robson, Tony Adams, I think Gary Lineker was captain for a while, Alan Shearer. Yeah, people who gave everything on the pitch. I don't know we've got anyone that does
that. What does that mean, giving everything on the pitch? Do you have to turn up with extra stuff to gain the points?
Gary Lineker shat himself. Gary Lineker.
Allegedly.
No, actually. Wearing an England shirt, shat himself, and he didn't leave the pitch. He just sat down and wiped his arse on the grass.
Like a dog.
That is the kind of man I want leading our international team.
Every Tuesday.
Good Tea on Paper.
From 9 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Troublemaking on my rookie training, ain't nothing sacred, so brother tuck your chain in. I'm double taking, Girl Scout cookie blazing, got your girl cookie baking, tushy shaking, Tagler telly with the truffle shaving. I'm done playing, I'm upgrading, I'm ready for the weigh-in. The red mullet's flaking, the bud's Jamaican, I'm on the Caymans, a long way from my grandmother's basement. The Indian jeweler, the funk looper, the fourth quarter jump shooter, about to scuba. Blood ash on my Bermuda, I'm out in Andalusia. Eat the clear pill like Bradley Cooper. 20 mil Chevy grill, machete kills, you did a Henry Hill, vocabulary spill, I'm ill. I rock steady, you pulled the John Terry, I popped the Dom Perry. God bless me, but jealous ones envy.
Yo, I was Panamera whipping, Mac 11, name it different. You smell the fumes, break his kitchen, waves spinning. You fuck niggas too broke to pay attention. His brains hang from the ceiling. Yay dealing. The cops on the block stay tripping. The K under the road, the Grand Wizard. Style Imperial. Pour Cristal on the cereal. Mask on the face like Rey Mysterio. Champagne when I'm thirsty. Nothing less than the 30. Had it running like Jackie Joyner Kersey. Never tripped on a hurdle. My Brooklyn niggas murk you, watch your circle. Pistol whip the black and purple, shells will burn you. Fashion week, I'm next to Virgil. Don't fuck with me, Lord, I'm too dangerous. Wipe the gap with the Hermes, take the chips, fly guard.
My shit is some other shit. Pimp game, you know, reason why I was understanding the type of shit, swallow spit. That's the kind of nigga I am. That's what I used to do. And I still do it, you see it? Right now, you're seeing it. Pimpin' hoes, I'm in Rolls Royce doors. All I wore is tailor-made clothes. Motherfuckers fucking with me cause diamonds are dripping from everywhere. And they wonder why I don't wear motherfucking jewelry. Because I am a gem. I am a fucking gem.
The sounds of Sonny Jim right there, and the track is Red Mud Mullet featuring West Side Gun. And Mud in My Malbec is out right now, and the whole thing is produced by Sonny Jim too. And he's been on the show as well, so you know you need to get involved with foobarradio.com/hiphop and listen back to all of those past shows. And every week on the show, not only do we bring you fine guests and ill open mics, but we bring you a guide to the best parties happening in town. Yeah. There's so much. Just on Wednesday, the 7th of December this week, alone, you've got Akil of Jurassic 5. He's going to be performing at the Rah Rah Room. You've got Guilty Simpson and Fat Cat also on Wednesday night. That's at Echoes. Mr. Thing's going to be DJing there too. Ty and Jordan of the Rizzle Kicks, they're going to be at Word on the Street. Talib Kweli is performing on Wednesday night at Islington Assembly Hall.
God, I know.
Friday the 9th of December, you got From the Ashes at Dogstar, and that's going to be a battle with a whole host of ill MCs, including Tony D versus Koj, Joe Costafo versus Old English, and much more. THTC, we heard earlier from Gav, he's doing a party this Friday with Black Twang, Cy Philly, Dots and Shay D. On Saturday night, most importantly, is Chop Shop. The beat market is happening at the Underdog Gallery. And then you've got the Chop Shop Beat Battle as well, featuring the most important artist in the country. My Stiggy is performing. And there's more artists too. Flip Tricks is also performing on Friday night and Ill Informed at Brixton Jam. Plus, there's going to be a Task Force reunion set, The 4 Owls, Strange You and Dabla. And also, you've got Black Milk performing at Jazz Cafe, Mayhem Lauren performing at the Queen of Hoxton.
I ain't gonna let you go. Like, you know, I could have been a hater and let that whole mess up there just so everybody comes to my gig. But it's actually Saturday the 10th. She said Friday, but all those last gigs, Chop Shop Beat Market, Chop Shop Beat Battle, Flip Tricks at Ill Informed, Black Milk, and the Mayhem Loren gigs are on the 10th
of
December.
10th of December. Mm-hmm.
Everybody thinks I can't rap over here at FUBAR, so I invite everybody to come down and see what I do. The reason why, you know, so many MCs come on and look at my shiny forehead and can't believe that shit is really as shiny as it is. Come down to the Chop Shop Beat Battle. I'm going to be there with DJ Locke. Parallax is going to be supporting as well. It's at the Underdog Art Gallery. And it's only till 10 o'clock, so you can still go to the other gigs. Come down, we'll warm you up, you know what I mean? Get your drinks ready for the big night afterwards. We are joined by some more guests, though, mother lovers. As you know, it's always important for us to make sure that the UK and, you know, the worldwide talent gets some love. So we're joined, first of all, Kells.
Same, brother.
What are you saying, bruv? Long time no see.
Long, long time.
Yeah, man. I know this guy from
very long
back
time.
In the day.
Dark and Cold thing.
Yeah, you remember Dark and Cold, Sarah?
I do. I will make no comment, but make sure you stay close to the microphone so we're hearing you nicely.
Make no comment.
I'll tell you about that later.
It's some back in the day.
That's an off the air thing.
I can take it on air if you want, but I don't want to upset any great men.
You say what the fuck you want on here, basically. You know what I mean?
No, it's all love. It's lovely to have you.
We don't mind.
Thank you.
You know what I mean? So go ahead, man. Talk your talk. No, I'm joking.
Why? Yeah.
We're from Bristol, straight Briss all day.
Carol's and Sir Beans, right?
That's it.
And Sir Beans is the producer?
Yeah.
The producer.
And DJ as well?
And DJ. Or,
okay, Carol's the MC.
Lovely That's to right. finally meet you.
And you might have been, you've been doing this for a minute.
Double figures, brother.
Serious?
Double figures.
Yeah, yeah, that makes sense, though. Dark and cold era, that's
I have to big up Roddy as well. I'm big up Bionic as well. Salute, sir.
Wow, London Posse, of course,
that's,
man.
That's how long.
And you, there's a single out now, right?
Yes.
And I saw the video. What's it about? Like, break it down for people, like the name of it.
It's just called Sagittarius Sound System, because we're both Sagittariuses and we're both into different concepts, from punk to rock to soul to reggae to, you know what I mean? And just... a collaboration of sounds. Yeah.
The whole spectrum.
Sounds, man.
Sampling,
sounds.
Whatever. Making whatever.
As opposed to Gemini, where it'd only be two.
Oh, you're a Gemini?
No, I'm not, but Gemini's only got two sides.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's right.
So I see. I'll break it down like road
science. Yeah.
So when did the single come out? It's out already, is it?
Yeah, it came out a few months ago, but it's as you know. Being away from Bristol, I'm not very good at promotion, so it hasn't really.
But we're not. Do you know? At the same time, based on what we do and what we incorporate in our music and our lyrics, we're not. We're not begging for props, kind of thing. I don't get. There's no disrespect to anybody else, but it's not because of what we spit about and certain things we talk about. We'd rather keep off grid anyway. You know what I mean? Because nowadays,
why are you doing it? What's the point in?
I generally do it for the love. This is what I love doing. Play it if you want. You know what I mean? I'm not. You know what I mean? It is what it is. I'm a genuine. I like to think that I'm an authentic artist.
Yeah.
I'm not begging for no deal, nothing. I'm just putting it out. This is what we do. You know what I mean?
And if people like it, they like it. If they don't, they don't.
It's like what Chris Rock said: the more money you make, the less shit you can say. The less money you make, the more shit you can say. So it's like nowadays, it's not like back in the day with Public Enemy, KRS One, where you could be conscious and, you know what I mean, put a message out there and it's gonna get promoted. It's not like that no more. It's like the more foolishness you drop in, the more it gets money gets pumped into it. So it's hard. So
In
that regard. You know what I mean? We tried to drop it like Stanley Kubrick, you know? Just now and again, we put things out and put little things in there, but you know what I mean?
Right, the names have changed to protect the... how they say it?
That's right. Hey, big up to Surplus, yeah? On that note,
yeah,
definitely.
Shout to Surplus, man. That's another MC, boy. Like, he definitely needs
he's
some shine
out there. He's Stanley Kubrick all day, bro. Right. Yeah,
he's low-key.
Yeah, because
he's on that single, right?
Yeah,
he's like the third verse.
Yes. We haven't seen him since we made that.
Yeah.
He came in, dropped it, and that was
disappeared.
It. He's
been like that for years,
He's always been that way, bro.
Shout out to Surplus, boy. Bristol in the house. So you lot got to check that out. Kels, you're going to jump on the open mic, right?
Yes, I might.
Don't look at it like you're begging it. Yeah, just look at it as we want to. You know, you came down. We want to get people on that we believe should be heard. That's why you're here.
Nah, bless.
You know what I mean?
Love.
So we'd
that's
appreciate
love.
If you jumped on the open mic. You know,
yeah, man.
Don't feel like with us. There's no begging it. We're the ones begging it. We're the ones begging you lot to come on.
Nah, man, that's
and
love.
Show
that's
the, you know what I mean? Show
blessed.
The world what the fuck we got over here because not enough people are doing it.
Yeah, because we England's got spit kickers too. You know what I mean? I like to think I'm living proof of that. I mean,
and not just from London.
Yeah, that's
I mean?
Right. That's right.
That's the
right.
other thing as well. So we're gonna go over here now.
Go for it.
To Italy via
Vitea.
So you're saying you're not Italian, Vitea?
I'm not Italian. I'm actually French and New Zealander, but I spend most of my
you're
life
Kiwi.
In Italy. I'm a
Kiwi.
I'm half a Kiwi. Yeah.
Yeah, because you don't talk with your eyebrows like that, sis.
No, exactly. But I talk with a strong Italian accent because I grew up in Italy. You know, I can even emphasize it if you want.
That's funny, and we all think you're Italian.
No, I'm actually French. But, you know, I like to keep it on the low.
Oh, man. I still don't know enough French. I go there all the time, but I still don't know.
Well, where in Italy did you grow up?
In Milan.
Oh,
but I'm actually a world citizen. I really have a lot of roots, so... Milan is my hometown, but I really do feel like I belong to the world.
And you're an official B-girl. Like, you're here quite a lot.
Yeah.
You know, you move around a lot, innit?
Like, yeah. I spent 4 beautiful years in London. And during which I promoted parties. I played as a DJ. I play only vinyl. So I hope you can relate. And as an MC, I signed with my dream label, which is BBE.
BBE, yeah.
So I feel very blessed.
That's amazing,
on my
man.
Time in London. Yeah.
And so you did a release. You've already done one album with them, right?
Yeah.
Have you got... So there's another project coming with them.
Yeah, I'm preparing new music now, but I've been pretty busy in Milan. I'm doing a show that is going to go in theaters with a hip-hop choreographer in Milan about migrant women.
About migrant women.
Migrant women, yeah, yeah.
Right.
It's called Mermaid.
I respect that.
I'll tell you more about it when I come back. Yeah,
wow,
I'll tell you more
that's
about
crazy,
it.
Man. Okay. And so at the moment, what are you doing? Is that's the project you're working on at the moment?
At the moment, that's the project I'm working on. I'm working on new music. I've been collecting new beats, and I have amazing producers from worldwide, Italy, Brazil, Colombia, US.
Colombia. How did link up with BBE come about then?
See what?
How did the link up with BBE, the record label, come about?
It was through Greg Blackman, actually, who did a gig with DJ Vadim. They
the
presented their album, and I just went there, and I met Lee and Catherine from BBE, and then the rest is history.
Wow, that's crazy. That's really good to hear, man. So you've been, kind enough to come through and bless us on the open mic.
No, you've been kind enough to invite me.
Hey.
I was actually shopping at Primark, but, you
know. No, well, you can't
support Primark. You know about Primark.
No, I don't.
Primark,
listen, Primark got a major big up, yeah?
What, the £1 socks?
What?
£1
socks. What? And the £9 trousers? The £9.
Right, £9 trousers.
The £9 Converse,
no, no,
man.
No, earlier on the show.
All my Christmas presents are sorted now, boy.
Earlier on the show, we had Gav from THTC. He's the number one ethically produced clothing brand in the UK. Primark. They make their clothes at that factory that collapsed in Bangladesh, and they swore that they wouldn't produce any more clothes there until they made it safe for the employees, and they haven't. So you're meant to not be supporting Primark or H&M until they sort out the working conditions for the children and people who work there.
But after Christmas,
I work with children. Yeah, so can you say the F word on this?
Yeah,
say what the fuck you want, bro.
Yeah, fuck Primark.
Fuck Primark.
Yes, exactly. It's not about taking jobs.
Let me tell you a funny story, guys. They just opened a Primark in Italy. Yeah. They opened Primark and KFC for the first time.
Wow.
And
when they, KFC?
Yeah, Jesus Primark and Christ. KFC together in the same mall.
That's
and they just
backward.
The day it opened, they closed the highway.
Good.
For like the whole day.
Seriously?
It was so
you
fact that they closed the highway exit. Yeah.
That's crazy, man. Hey, I don't know what this world
Christ.
Is coming to. I'm looking forward
horrific.
To this open mic, though. I'll tell you that right damn now, because the energy levels are high. Shout out to our brother Rez One. He's giving the Bristol lads a shout. Big up Kells and Sir Beans, of course, in the building. Shout out to our brother Rez One. You know what I mean?
Shouts to Rez.
It's lovely to have all you guys here with us in the studio. I cannot wait to get into this open mic. We're going to bring the other MCs back through to the studio. This is going to be kind of crazy. So keep it locked right here to Foo Bar Radio.
Crazy.
It's the hip hop with myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Myers Digger.
Hey. Ew, my mix it.
Hey, so now I'm solo that I can see under the skirt of an ant. Solo that I don't get high no more when I try no more, I just go hand. Solo my cup is a roll, my toe, my friend. Solo that I can admit. When I hear that another kid is shot by the popo, it ain't an event. No more. Solo that no more high horses so hard to wear polo. When I do, I cut the pony off. Now there's a hole that once was a logo. How fitting. Solo that I can give a fuck about what is trending. Trying to cut down on my spending, regardless of winning, instead of pretending and bending over backwards. Over half of the whole had work done. Saying they want something real from a man, just saying that we being real persons. I hate that it's like this, I feel for you, and I don't know what it's like with a skirt on. So pardon me if I am being insensitive, but dollar, this only worse us. Solo my halo, say way low, it feel like it's been. Solo that when they throw pussy or pesos, don't pay no attention to it. Solo that I am no rookie, but feel like a kid. Looking at the other kids with astonishment while I'm on punishment, watching the summer come close to an end. After 20 years in, I'm so naive I was under the impression that everyone wrote their own verses. It's coming back different, and yeah, that shit hurts me. I'm humming and whistling to those not deserving. I stumbled and lived every word, was I working just way too hard?
That was the sounds of Frank. Well, it's the Frank Ocean and Ill Mind remix featuring Andre 3 Stacks on that cut, of course. You know, you hear all the best hip hop right here with myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, you know what I'm saying? I go by the name of the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake. Right about now, we are about to get into the open mic, bitches and bitchettes. That's right, FooBarRadio.com, the hip hop show, 4 till 6 p.m. And you know, as we get towards the end, it is that time. where we start erupting. The eruption starts right here, mother lovers. Who have we got? Who's on the beat this week, Sarah Love?
This week, we have a very special beat provider going by the name of DJ Daredevil.
DJ Daredevil. Okay.
Sick DJ.
We got some bangers here.
But all of
here.
You guys, make sure that you're nice and close to the mic, because we want to hear every single lyric so we can scrutinize what you're saying. Make sure you're not bigging up Primark or anything like that.
Primark. I'll say it again. Fuck Primark.
Yeah, exactly.
After Christmas.
Mr. Cameraman, are you ready to roll for us, yeah?
Yeah, always you're ready to roll, man.
Okay, so let's do this. It's the open mic. It's Fubar Radio.
Let's go, man. Who's going to set LV?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Woo!
State your name. State your name first of all. Let them know who you are.
Vitea.
Yeah.
On Fubar Radio.
Where you representing?
Just L'école de la vie muse, bien plus que la tease. J'ai bien répété ma leçon pour l'avoir apprise. Ainsi, je suis ma décision sans l'avoir acquise. Ouais, chaude comme la braise, la glace je brise. Je m'explique, qu'on nous ment, quoi qu'on nous dise. Faut qu'on se taise, et surtout pas qu'on lise. Ma ville dans 10 ans, je la vois grise. Et tous ses habitants en état de crise. Please, faites-moi réfléchir avec ma tête. Je suis loin d'être bête, brute interprète de l'air du temps. Je fais vite avant de reprendre à être ce que je suis. La cause, la conséquence, un produit. J'en déduis qu'on propose même pas. On m'impose ma dose, on soupèse mon poids. On suppose mon prix, on m'explore de près. Jusqu'à placer mon évolution en état d'arrêt.
I tell her how it is, though it may sound kinda tribal. Blast like a rifle, though the devil lies used for the idol. We keep moving forward and brisk. There ain't no comparison. True to the game where others are looking fucking embarrassing. Don't wanna be seen in the mainstream. I'm not a keener, my friend, so I ain't that keen. So lean off, why? That style is soft, not saying nata. Lie, Chewbacca, growling under my blood, what's the matter? Awkward while we move forward, rubber rousing. Hush your mouth while I'm on the mic, because we're housing things. That beans back at it with Kel's narrative will disperse the wit whack quicker than the laxative car. Cause in these crazy days, you will be amazed like purple haze. We're taking it higher, so rappers, shut your fears. I'm the MC blood. Know the difference. Spitting since the 80s, which means I go the distance. I'm threatening them because I spit better than them. I'm taking them, kidnap a rapper while I smack up his friend with some hard beats. Guerrilla tactics practice, put the mic down, bridge, and you can't match this. So what you are deal with? Certain you feel with? I call that wankers, mate, sucking on a deals, Nick. Cause MC girls can spit buzz like a genie. Before I can breathe in a chokehold, I knock out a PC. Beans hits me off with something new to rap to, something clap to. Rude boy, uncle like a statue. Standing firm, that's the word. Uncle Kel spitting crazy ass bars. You heard, Bridget?
Yo, this is the story of the fallen angel that had never risen. Living in a city that's completely built upon capitalism. Disregard the youth and just shock them in prison. We're living in a scary time. People have lost any sense of morals. Drinking straight from the bottle. Lose all your earnings in coral. Squabbles quickly turning into scuffles. Arguments and drunken couples. It's the homeless man sits and his stomach grumbles. But he doesn't beg now, fam, he's too humble. He spends most of his evenings rummaging through bins. The police always wanna move him. His mate just found a squat and asked him if he wants to move him. But his life just seems to get worse, it ain't ever improving. After dark he moves from park to park, yet he's always moving. And some fight escaping, the drugs and the boozing. The pain is soothing. Another dark day is glooming. So what path are you choosing? Yo, people sleeping in shop windows while you're in your bed snoozing. There ain't no such thing as winning when you're constantly losing. When you're made to feel like a nuisance, it's sickening how we're treating each other. Cause at the end of the day, I'll be just the same as another.
Hey yo, there's limited living in London, where the killers are killing abundance. The men are roaming them and funding, and the women are feeling redundant. Del, running your function for the luncheon, don't make an assumption. You live in this dungeon and you be feeling the feeling of what you become then. Cause under the sun you'll feel like everything is okay till the sun goes down and always someone's following me home, babes. You grab your phone and hope they don't want up on you with cold blades. These city nights can turn the hardest man yellow like Coldplay. Cause they fiending for the cocaine and this government's corrupt. Bringing in ships in of the stuff, like how you think we get our guns? You think we're dumb, but our
us, working class, yeah, we're clued up. We live the life we're forced to, so we gotta get our loot up. That's robbing, shotting, working 9 to 5s. Could you push it in our face, those materialistic lies? It turns a good girl into liking materialistic guys, and materialistic wife has materialistic child. A vicious cycle in the life cycle of generations, fucked up by the system, adults that don't listen, and politicians. So take a listen what I'm spitting, bruh. And maybe you will catch some wisdom. Let me take you around my town and then I'll show you what you're missing. This shit gets kinda grimy, cause we ain't got pots to piss in. Lots of breaders talking shit, but then they often end up missing. And the wheels on the bus go round and round. So let me take you around my city, where most of the girls are pretty, till a shitty breader comes along and turns her to a nitty. Then she starts shotting her kitty cat, but still I love my city. And the wheels on the bus go round.
Intenzioni lodevoli al di là, più dubbi di Amleto, spigoli ad ogni mio lato. Nel più esclusivo club privato ci stanno la figlia, l'assista, l'MC, l'artista, la yogi, l'attivista e un altro paio in lista. Troppe amiche per la testa, stile Alanis, sai, se t'alleni, t'alieni, t'allontani dai contatti umani, mondi ameni, amen. Esploro domini, ma da domani modo il 5 a 1000 mani. Molte meno ne stringo, ma quanti mic, many, many, many. Quante situazioni spingo, sai, non è che svengo sognando di stare al tuo posto, solo se non mi svendo è che non ho il tuo stesso costo. Chi sono? Stesso stile, stesso posto, qui e adesso solo stemsi del sesso posto.
Now the death of Michael Jackson was a tragic situation, it was similar, coming like when niggas die in police stations. You know, suddenly blood, man, I smell skullduggery, dropping dead like brothers in beast custody. Now people saying Kellogg's loud with those conspiracy theories, you're always asking why with those invisible queries. But the life of a black man has got me scoping, cause the paranoia kicks in, keeping one eye open. Chuck, and I'm done, that's for fun. Freestyle flow off the taste to be Rude Wyatt, cause I'm the one, you know what I mean? With the rest of the MCs, too many to mention. Hey, God bless, Jah blessed in your section.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's just lost, scattered thoughts and missing dreams. That's the last straw, now I just split the seams. Visions are so vivid, sitting with a spliff I'm lean. I'm just trying to get rid of all these shit things I've seen. But it still remains embedded in my head forever. Never be a day when I'm feeling slightly better. Fuck it, I'm gonna stay in bed today despite the weather. Because I don't feel like interacting with any other human being. I'm fine in my room, I don't feel like moving. My room's a fucking mess, I haven't hoovered loads. I'm feeling like singing the blues, plus I got a bag of the blues to roll. It's like, who would've known if I had died today in it with my funeral? Who would've shown? I don't know. Seems to be the most common phrase that comes out of these lips. When I'm going out to get pissed. So fuck you and your happy life and your house and kids. Cause all you're comfy in your house, man, about a roll trying to shift the ounce of sniff. And that's just the way it is, like, it's just the way it is.
It's open mic right now, Fubar Radio. Remember, if you want to take part in the open mic, you need to hit us up, hiphop@fubarradio.com. MCs,
right.
Producers.
All you MCs out there, if you want to get on the open mic, make sure the subject matter says open mic. That's it. Send us a link to your music. You don't need to send anything else but a SoundCloud link or a YouTube video. All you producers out there, if you want to get your beat on here just like our Daredevil did, make sure you send 1 minute snippets. Yeah, just about 4 or 5 1-minute snippets of your beats to hiphop@fubarradio.com with the subject matter saying open mic beat. That's it. If you didn't get what I'm saying, rewind this bitch and listen again. Hey, who's next, man? Who's next?
Rude Adams.
Yo. Have you ever been close to someone you didn't trust? Every time you looked them in the eye, they didn't budge. Every time you looked them in the eye, they didn't blink. Am I paranoid? Somebody get me a drink. Need to relax, I need to chill, there's no loyalty here. Friends turning on friends like they didn't even care. This rotten land is turning peaker like every year. More murders by teenagers every year. It's martial law up on these streets where riots kick off. Helicopters fly above us and coppers are cocks. Stop and search laws for fascists and racists. I will give it to you straight, I got no patience. The dealers got the land and the banks always win, while we stare from the stands wishing we was on the pitch. Well, I won't play ball with any system. Fuck your 4-4-2 and team, cause I'll kick them. Long in the tooth, but you never did long for wisdom. I long for a little piece of something that I'm missing. Am I chasing pavements but not chasing papers? Money makes the world go round, right? Later. Waiter, where's my drink? I'm still thinking too much. Maybe I should split a Dutch and get high like everyone else. What? Yeah. Open my mind like everyone else. And lay incapacitated with my eyes low. No motivation from hydro. Shit, it beats the alternative. Fuck it, I'll burn a spliff. Hell of a lot better than the drink driving that murders kid. Now blaze trees like furnaces. And fuck the police cause they're merciless.
Ooh. Merciless. Ooh.
So fuck the police cause they're merciless.
Merciless. International connection. Like that. This one's about the love you constantly give, the truth you want to believe, the pain you need to relieve, the goals you want to achieve, the way you choose to live day by day, pave your own path, live your own way, you know. Happiness can be served on a tray, and if you thought it was, well, you forgot to tip. Don't be afraid to be made of a different clay. Be down for what's real, not what's hip. Jump the fence, be the black sheep, but don't think too much, it leads to no sleep. Search far and wide, deep, deep. Never compromise, be no creep. Tell no lies, they mess everything up. Too much to remember, too many circles to cross. Yet go live life to the fullest, cause time runs faster than the bullet.
That was lovely. That was a lovely open mic. Share all the links how people can track you down.
Hey DJ Beans, you're wanted, big man. You know what I mean? Sorry, but I'd stay off the grid.
What's your you ain't got no
links,
website?
Web links. How Twitter? Can people track you down? We haven't got much time. We're gonna go off air. Share the
just
link.
Just Google Kels. Google.
Google MC Kels. Listen,
such a terrorist sound system. Yeah, go on YouTube. Yeah, all details are there, bruv. Yeah, that's what you go. You go on Rude YouTube.
And we'll
such a terrorist sound system. Beans and Kels.
Yeah, Rude Adams. RewDadams. Google me. You'll find me online. SoundCloud, iTunes. Blah 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 blah.
Hey, what bad?
What man? Yeah, Run Life Records. Gang 90 all day. Yeah.
And my name is Vaitea, V-A-I-T-A. Stalk me on the digital.
Thank you all so much.
I'm landing my own promotional
thank
shit.
Thank you
out
all
here,
so much for coming through to the show. That was a beautiful open mic.
You're not butt-head when I'm talking shit, just like.
Well, hey, the airwaves are going to get. That's the name of the game. Big ups to DJ Daredevil who provided this week's beat. Remember, you can get in touch with us at hiphop@foodbarradio.com. Thank you to Diamond D at DITC. Thank you to Tony Prince of the DMC. Thank you to Gav from THTC. I'm sounding like an MC now. If you missed any of the show, make sure you hit up foodbarradio.com/hiphop. Next Monday, we're live from 4 p.m. with Verb T and Friends.
She got the rap hands as well. You see her like that? No, Verbs. It's Verbs, not Verb T.
Sorry,
man.
Verbs and Friends.
Hey, you lot, don't be afraid of nothing unless it's shit on Sarah Love's shoes. Yeah,
yeah, then you're going to have a problem. Yeah, yeah. Up next on Food Bar, you got Payne and Sylvester. They're going to be taking care of you, and we will catch you next week. That's peace out from myself, Sarah Love.
And peace out from myself, Mice Digger, you bitches and bitchettes. Now, fuck off.
Say